right. Let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Kevin and Bane, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Let me sing that song from the Soul Train theme. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da.
Oh, that's tight.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Stop resisting before I pepper spray you.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And now.
What's up,
Kevin V?
That's Remix.
Our feature presentation.
Why is he the best?
Because he just is, and I love him so much.
He's a sweet, pure soul.
And he gets to come in and see Lisa May's boobs today. Yeah. I'm so happy for DeJuan. It's going to be like the best birthday ever for that young man.
All right, that's the third pair of boobs you've been trying to pawn off on poor DeJuan.
Oh, I don't think pawn off is the right word.
She said streaming porpoise, she said, off the air.
She did, yeah.
And you make it sound like he's only going to see one. He's going to see them all.
Me, Miss Cleo, and
Alex.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny.
And Alex.
Oh, all four, yeah.
Wow.
He's got four sets to see today.
Well, it was nice knowing him because he's going to die.
And Doc. Maybe the biggest
Doc's
of all.
The biggest
Doc's
are
too big.
Oh, okay.
DeJuan, who's our favorite Kerrick Lister, is coming in today because it's his birthday. He has a lot of ground to make up. I mean, a lot of boobs he hasn't seen growing up. And I think today's the day he gets all caught up.
Can you get caught up in one morning?
With the lineup
office?
Of talent we have, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
Okay.
Between us and the internet?
We are going to be taking your calls, by the way, in a couple of minutes. Kevin Beats, What It Do Nephew, now starting the show each day. If you want to give us a call on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. We've got that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. DeJuan is going to be picked up by Tiny Dancer, I think, in about a half an hour or something like that, and then head on down to K-Rock. We've never had him in before, have we?
I don't think so.
He came to a remote once.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think so.
We've never had him in. Yeah.
He is the best, though. He's definitely the best. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday. It's the 6th of Blovember.
I think the ladies love it.
They do.
They do. That's true.
Speaking of the ladies who love it, great story out of Florida, of course.
Florida?
Of a woman who was arrested for stealing a car. Her name is Evelyn Russo. She is 38 years old.
Okay.
And when they were checking her in for the arrest, they realized that she, I guess, must have seen them coming or something,
mm-hmm.
because she stashed her glass crack pipe in her ass.
Oh, man, does that seem like a bad idea?
I guess she thought she'd get away with it. I don't know why she didn't think there'd be some sort of search. Maybe she didn't know she'd be arrested and sent to jail. Maybe she just thought it would be a ticket, or I don't know what she was thinking. But she did not get away with it and ended up with a crack pipe in her ass.
Mm. If you've got a crack pipe, I mean, how long is the list of places that go you run through in your mind what to do with it before you get to your ass?
I guess she was just figuring that would be the least likely place they would find it. I mean, if she just hid it under the car seat or something like that, she stole the car, so she figured that they would find it that way.
But even if you broke it, for example, just broke it into 100 pieces, you could just tell them it was whatever you wanted to tell them
sure.
it was.
They
but
can't really say that it was a crime.
That seems bad.
I don't know the circumstances, if maybe it was an on-the-fly decision. Maybe she was, running from the police at the time. She said, oh, my God, they're going to pull me over. What do I do with this crack pipe?
You're suggesting a woman who stole a car and smokes crack wasn't thinking clearly.
That's true. That's a good point. Maybe she just made the connection between crack and just, that's where it's supposed to go.
Good point.
Got it in the name.
They'll see me throw it out, the car windows. I can't do that. I can't hide in the car. They'll find it. Oh, where do I have? Where can I put it? Oh, I got it. My ass.
Yeah.
So she, when she ended up getting arrested, she was charged with the auto burglary and also charged with introducing contraband into a detention facility. Because
really? Wait a minute.
Brought it into jail.
You don't mean her butt. You
mean
jail.
Oh, I thought you meant her butt. I was like, no. Say, at what point is that a detention facility?
That's what
I
thought.
I think it was the prison. I just, I know that, I'm touchy on this subject because I'm an exit-only kind of guy, but I can't envision any kind of circumstances where I would hide stuff in the butt.
Well, me either. Me either. I mean, you really do throw it out. I mean, there's got to be a hundred different
ways. And I mean, she's stolen a car. That's got to be worse than having a crack pipe, because that's just paraphernalia. It's not even the actual drug.
Depending
right?
if she had any crack on her, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she put that up there, too.
I don't know.
It does seem like, you know, it happens. I mean, people do. I mean, you know, you hear stories all the time, like that prison story from a couple of years ago where the guy had brought a cell phone in his ass. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Nope.
It ain't natural.
There's no phone call that's that worth it.
You know, I'll go without talking to you before I'll smuggle a phone in my ass.
Your butt ain't made for that.
That's true, too. Yeah. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. I was thinking while we were playing the replay a couple of minutes ago about Bean's class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Against the Weather Check on Channel 4.
A new thought? Because our stupid attorney wouldn't take the case. What do you got for me?
By the way, your stupid attorney was the guy that you totally respected until he gave you an answer you didn't like?
Absolutely.
I would think that we need to talk to her, first of all.
Alita?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I could do that.
We haven't even gone that direction, right?
I don't know if I could talk to her.
Oh,
he's like
God.
Angry at her. Bean's
I am.
Well, I can deal with her. I'm not angry.
I am filled with rage because of the 9/11 that she makes happen every single day on my television.
She's not making any kind of 9/11. And the other thing is, and I was thinking as we were going to take calls, maybe you need a distraction. Maybe you need somebody to give you some suggestions of other newscasters/weather chicks.
Good idea.
To look at, since you're not getting the result you want every day for the last 7 years.
It doesn't matter how many other hot chicks there are on television. This is what you don't understand. The problem is her. The problem can only be solved by her. You can put 100 naked women on another channel, and
right.
It's not the same as how infuriating it is that she's wearing turtlenecks with that body.
I know, Rain Man. I'm just saying maybe you could be sidetracked by someone else.
I thought being the ideal situation is if we could somehow get her to transfer to Fox, that would be.
Were they encouraged?
It's, and they dress her like Jillian Barber.
It's softcore.
Yes. Yeah, soft.
Fox News is softcore.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a good.
But
idea.
Really, I mean, you guys got to remember she's on Channel 4. That's the lowest form of news here.
Yeah,
right.
But they don't hussy up their anchors.
Look at Jackie Johnson on Channel 9, who dresses like a regular person. She's not out there in lingerie. She's not slutting it up, but she's dressing like a regular person, which means once in a while she wears a regular person shirt. You know what I mean? Alita never even does that.
Maybe they told her not to ever show cleavage, and since she has cleavage up to her neck.
Yeah, she does.
She's forced to wear a turtleneck.
She does have it to spare.
Yeah, that could be the problem. Well, we should talk to her.
Let's try and get her on, and then Bean just has to not talk. And then,
we'll
try to have somebody... distract him with a shiny object someplace else.
Okay.
Well, I like it. Sir, it will not stand.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do, Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What
it
do,
what
it do, what it do? What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Here's what you get for coming on with us this morning. It's a pair of tickets to the NHRA Auto Club Finals on Sunday, November 16th. You know, there's also that Burnout Zone VIP package that you can get all the details on at krock.com. Lightning is going to be hosting that. It is as close to the starting line as you can get, which sounds like, if you're into car racing, may be the best seat in the house.
Sure.
Sure does.
All right, let's begin with Jimmy in Newhall. Good morning, Jimmy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, so your story about the lady in the stolen car and the crack pipe, it reminded me of a funny story about when, a few years back, me and a buddy went to Ventura to go pick up a little something, some drugs. And so he got all paranoid and wanted to make sure we had a good cover for it in case we got pulled over.
Right.
So he ends up buying an envelope from the store, not just a letter size, but like a full-size envelope for like a legal document.
For an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So he takes the time to address it and even buys a stamp for it to make it look like it was just a piece of mail. So I end up having like a taillight out, and so we see a cop go by, and then the second he goes by, U-turn. So all the time he spent to do this, in half a second flat, the envelope rips open, he takes it out and shoves it directly up his ass.
which I guess is not a bad strategy if you can stomach it, because for a taillight, for instance, unless he had some other sort of outstanding warrant, they're not going to strip search him on the highway. He's going to get away with it, even if they check in the car. At least it's hidden safely away. That's the thinking, right?
I guess, yeah. He was a user at the time, so I guess he had a different thinking than I did.
How'd that work out for him?
you know what? All we did was get a warning, and then we left. So he ends up taking it back out and...
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, at that point, I'm out. I mean, I got to go buy some new stuff.
Seriously.
You can't taste all that great anyway, though.
Oh, man.
Good story, dude. Thanks for the call.
All right. We're going to have to take a call in of people who had to hide stuff in their asses. You know that.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Rick in Riverside. Good morning, Rick.
What'd it do?
What's going on?
I just wanted to suggest the Women of K-Rock calendar for Christmas.
Women of K-Rock calendar.
It's a great idea. They won't let us make a calendar because they're too cheap now, but there's no reason why we couldn't do something like that and put it up at K-Rock.com.
I'd like it.
You make it downloadable or something.
There's a very good reason. None of the women at K-Rock would agree to do it.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then ask them, Mike.
But then Bean will just sue them.
Yeah, I'll
sue them. He'll make it work. Don't worry about that.
We're not going to ask them. We've got that camera in the ladies' room. I mean, there's ways we can get pictures of them.
Let's go to Greg in Carson. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Bean, I'm here to help you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get you to watch Robin Mead in the morning.
Robin Mead, who is that?
On CNN, Headline News.
Okay.
They got some very hot anchors on Headline News these days, by the way.
Very nice on the eyes.
And by the way, Fox News is right up there with them, neck and neck with the babes lately on their channel. I don't know what's going on over there, but they got some hiring practices that are to be envied around the country.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's a great tip. Thank you.
Like it'll help.
He won't go there because that would make sense.
Yeah.
If they have hot
I'm
anchors.
I'm absolutely going to go there. Yeah, I watch all of them. I think they're all awesome. Doesn't make Alita take off her top, though.
Okay. Well, that may not be an option is what I'm trying to say. Let's go to Anthony in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning. What it do?
What it do?
I just want to say I'm with Bean on this one about
Thank
Alita.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because you're right.
Yeah, I know I am. It's obvious your lawyer hasn't seen how ginormous her sweater puppets really are.
Well, I don't. That's the problem. Is I didn't emphasize that they are the largest breasts on television.
Right, but I'm suggesting even if they're two times as large as they are, you can't legally make her show them. I mean, that's just not.
Well, he has to see them before he can even make a decision because they're just gargantuan.
That's
biggest,
true.
Yeah, I mean. You have to see him. Then, and maybe if he saw him, he might take your case.
That's
a great
idea.
It's a great idea.
Right. Anthony, when I do find a reputable attorney to get the class action lawsuit going, I'm going to make sure you know about it so you can get in on it, okay?
All right. I'm in Pennsylvania.
All right, dude. Let's do one more. I haven't heard about this Compton story. Juan is on the line. He's on line 3 this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Juan. Welcome. What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling. I mean, how long does it take for them to stop popping fireworks every night?
Who is shooting off fireworks?
Compton, the black community.
In Compton?
Oh, in Compton? Is that because of the election?
Yeah.
Probably 400 years just to get caught up, is my guess. 400 years, then they'll go, all right, now we're even.
Thanks. It's fun, but, man, it's not at 3 in the morning.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, you sure that's fireworks and not weaponry?
That's a good point. All right, man, thanks for the call. It did look like New Year's Eve down there the other night. Maybe every night. I don't know.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have Dwan coming in for a birthday celebration.
Yeah, that's right. All I really care about.
Their favorite listener. We're going to check in with K-Fed to find out his feelings on how things are going with the new president.
Okay.
All the celebrities seem to be weighing in with their feelings on the election. Yeah,
Stone Temple Pilots, we've got your tickets for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that wrong. It is actually New Year's Eve. I know it's,
and it is actually Stone Temple Pilots.
It is,
by the way, which is also weird.
Both are correct. Jeff Ross, comedian, in the studio today.
Yeah,
fantastic. Great.
Somebody read your incriminating text. You got in trouble because somebody else read your text. That's not good. And Sustainable Dave. All right, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
What was the last thing?
Sustainable.
Oh, Sustainable Dave. Yep. Yeah, because it's the first of the month and we only have to talk to him one more time after this.
We'll take a break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
Your shot at STP tickets for New Year's Eve coming up between 6 and 7. By the way, if you're a K-Rock Street Team member, and there's lots of reasons to be, you would already have in your email the pre-sale password in order to buy those tickets before they go on sale this weekend at 10 o'clock. You can get all those details and register for free at krock.com. 5:53 now. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Here's why I'm better than CNN.
Okay.
If you go to CNN right now, you know what they're still talking about?
Mm-mm.
The freaking election.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a surprise.
What's Barack Obama doing with his transition team? What is it, who's he picking for his cabinet? Blah, 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 blah.
Newsworthy, though, Ralph.
Oh, is it? Should that be the lead story, or should the lead story be Jessica Biel confirms she will appear nude in a movie?
Okay, now.
What do you think should be leading?
You win.
Thank you, sir.
You do win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
For a long time now, Jessica Biel has had a no nudity policy when it comes to her films. Recently, she filmed a movie called Nailed. Yes, well, Nailed.
Yeah.
Where she used a body double for the nude scenes. In an interview with a journalist, she mentioned that she had to pick out her own body double. She says, that was bizarre. That was very bizarre. It's kind of hard to be a woman and be sort of looking at women as... looking at women kind of like they're just objects. I was like, I'm having a male experience right now. The journalist went on to ask her about her no nudity policy, and she said that will change for a movie called Powder Blue... a drama in which she will play a stripper.
All right, now. Was it yesterday or the day before when she was complaining about doing topless photos?
Yeah,
she
said she regretted those topless photos that she shot.
Yeah.
She's really going to regret this. She's going to regret this when I'm in the movies for the popcorn trick.
Regarding her change in attitude, she said, yeah, I mean, you change and you grow up. And one moment it's right, another moment it's not right. I take it project by project. It's all about what makes sense for the character and what makes sense for me. You know what makes sense for you, Jessica Biel? All naked all the time!
Yeah, that's hot.
You're not going to win an Oscar ever, Jessica Biel, ever. I'm telling you that right now. No worries there. Just get naked. Just enjoy what God gave you. Just run around naked.
It's probably good advice.
You're not always going to look like that, Jessica. Time waits for no woman.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Aw.
Come on, Rod. Sad relationship news for My Name is Earl star Jamie Presley. She and her fiancé, Eric Kubisch, have split.
Wait, they didn't even get married yet before they broke up?
They had a baby, though.
They had a baby, sure. Well, let's not get nuts. I mean,
of course they had a baby.
Gotta have the baby.
Well, she's living with that black dude. That's probably not going over well.
Oh,
yeah, God. Crab Man does get in the way. That's true.
You know what I mean?
We are taking a break from our relationship, but we are together every day with Desi. This is their 1.5-year-old son.
Yeah,
and we still love each other very much. I'm sure you do, and that's why you're not getting married, because you love each other so much. More divorce news. Danny Bonaducci and his wife Gretchen have finally agreed to their divorce settlement. People magazine says he will shell out $16,000 a month in child support and alimony.
A month. He's got that?
That's what I was thinking. Where's he going to come up with $16,000 a month?
Wow. Isn't he on that that Hulk Hogan CMT wrestling show? Isn't he one of the celebrity contestants on that? Maybe he's got a little cash from that.
All right, Lisa May.
Right?
Quit. I'm not talking to Bean, but I'm using your name in vain. Because Bean is making up fictional TV shows like you do.
No, it's a real show.
No, it's a country wrestling show with Danny Bonaducci. Okay, and they all wrestle the cast of Brothers and Sisters. And they get in carpool and they zoom real fast.
I haven't seen it, but I have read about it. There's a bunch of no-name celebrities on there who are all becoming wrestlers under the tutelage of Hulk Hogan.
But how much money can they be making from that?
More than he's making from his one-hour-a-day radio show.
But he flies around the country and boxes people, too.
Yeah, old people.
He does.
Supposedly, according to him, he doesn't keep a dollar of that, though. It all goes to charity.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
But even though he's only on the air an hour a day, Bean, doesn't he still have the same contract that he did when he was originally like a morning talk show guy?
Well, here's the thing. Danny just inked a deal to also do a morning radio show in Philadelphia.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll be back in Philly.
Philadelphia is for losers, so that does make sense.
It's true.
Right, Ralph?
See what Bean's done? Because I'm from Philadelphia. See how he's taking a roundabout shot at me?
Wait a minute. He's calling you a loser?
Do you see?
I didn't even notice. You're from Philadelphia.
It's like working with a young Oscar Wilde every day with Bean.
Make a note to Google that, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks.
And they wonder what's wrong with radio, by the way. Danny Bonaducci is getting another morning show in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
how many times does he have to fail in the mornings before they say, maybe that's not the
maybe that's
job
not gonna
for
work.
Him? Maybe we should stop putting him on radio.
No, I don't know.
People bitching about the radio business. Stop it! Stop it! I say. Simon Cowell's breaking up with his girlfriend, Terry Seymour.
They've been together a long time.
Yes, they have. And apparently Terry had an ass full of her wanting to get married and him not.
Sure. Screw him.
Simon says that, of course, the exes will remain friends. Blah,
yeah, blah blah blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah.
He says he's already married to his job. And throwing another marriage into the mix just wouldn't be right, says Simon Cowell.
And I don't want to part with a single dime.
And I'm not that into you, Terry Seymour.
Yeah, right.
Amy Winehouse's husband, Blake Fielder Civil, was released from jail yesterday.
Oh, great.
But apparently the two didn't have a chance for a big drug-filled reunion because they sent him straight into rehab after he spent nearly a year in jail in Suffolk, England. I never knew what he actually went away for until I read this story this morning. He attacked a pub owner in 2006 and then tried to cover it up.
Okay.
So that's why he did some jail time.
Hey, forgive me if this is a stupid question, Ralph, but if he's been in jail a year, shouldn't he be fairly clean and sober at this point?
Oh, Bean. Oh, you're so nice.
I mean, how much access to drugs and alcohol does he have behind bars?
All of it.
It's easier to get drugs in jail than it is on the street.
Hmm. It seemed like he could have better used that time so that he could actually then just walk out of prison and not have to go to rehab, I guess.
Well, it's a lifelong process, Bean. You're not recovered just because you stopped doing drugs.
Could have used that time better in jail. I don't think people in jail are figuring out the way to best use that time.
I think he built a cathedral out of popsicle sticks. That's basically what he was doing. <didn't you? laughs> And do we have time? Oh, we don't have time. All right. We don't have time, but I'm going to give you some great new casting news for a couple new movies that are coming out.
Okay.
With actors that you love and will be happy to see in these roles, including Jack Black, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham. A lot of good casting news. So, first and foremost, let me get to celebrity birthdays before I say goodbye. Today's celebrity birthdays, Emma Stone. You know her from Superbad, from House Bunny, from The Rocker. She's that redheaded, little cute redheaded actress.
Yep.
Really talented. 20 years old today. Tara Manning is 30 years old today. Another attractive actress. Model actress Rebecca Romijn celebrates her 36th birthday today. Thandie Newton is 36. Actor Ethan Hawke turns 38. Kelly Rutherford from Gossip Girl is 40. I had to do that one for Dave.
I love her.
Oh, Gossip Girl, she hot.
That's a good show.
Dave is getting harder and harder to understand the more we do him.
He is boy. Gossip Girl.
I turned to Latka from Taxi.
Will Blake Lively and Penn Badgley be giving her a gift?
I'm sure they will. And a basketball player named Lamar Odom. I'm not sure what team he plays
how about
for.
That?
No, I can't.
Apparently, he celebrates his 29th birthday today, and he's going to spend the majority of the day scraping Clipper off his shoes. I think that's what he'll be doing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You know?
Good times.
That's a party song right there.
Woo! Hey, I got an idea. This just hit me. Why don't we rape Kevin?
There you go. That's a good idea. It's the Kevin Beach on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Let's face it, especially this week with the election, there has been nothing like celebrities in politics together. Everywhere you look, there's Oprah doing a special. There's Tim Robbins practically getting arrested for the tantrum he threw at the polling place when his name wasn't on the rolls.
Oh, I didn't see that. Awesome.
I didn't either.
There's Diddy, who basically claims that Obama would not have won if it had not been for his one vote. I mean, the celebrities cannot stop talking about the politics. And our old friend Kevin Federline is no exception. Apparently, he contacted producer Alex, Kevin, with an urgent message for us to get in contact with him. Something very, very important he needed to talk to us about.
So we're going into the non-celebrity world now?
apparently, are we? I thought we were supposed to have Kevin Federline on the phone. I don't know what this is I'm hearing.
Yeah.
K-Fed?
Yeah.
K-Fed.
What's up?
It's Kevin and Bean. What are you doing? Where are you?
Listening to some African tribal music. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating maybe the greatest time in the history of human existence.
Why? What's going on in Africa?
What do you mean what's going on in Africa? It's not what's going on in Africa. It's what's going on in America, where you brought us from Africa on your slave ships in shackles.
K-Fed, I know we've tried to convince...
Obama!
I know we've tried to convince you of this before and without much result, but you're white.
It's just like you. It's just like you, white devil, to refute my culture to me and try to get me to believe your lies.
Let me try it a different way.
You're spitting lies from atop your glass tower that is the media, trying to get me to believe that I am not a proud black man. Listen to me. I got one black glove-covered fist in the air, and I got a pistol in the other. So you best watch out, because now my man's in the White House.
Let me try to ask that a different way. What color is your skin?
Mocha.
All right.
Okay, you're a white kid from Fresno. You can't rap. Black people are just as embarrassed of you as white people are. But why? I mean, I've never heard of you being politically active. Why did you have a preference in this election? Why should Senator Obama have been elected?
Because he's got culture, mm-hmm. he's got flavor, mm-hmm. and he was the right man for the job. He is the instrument of change, okay? He is our vehicle of hope.
That might all be.
After 8 years of a redneck honky cracker up in the White House ruining things for everybody, not just a black man like myself, ruining for the whole world.
But K-Fed,
it's time for my man Barack Obama to come in and sweep up this mess.
But it's not, he's not DMX, you know. What's the roof that you're doing? He's Barack Obama. He's the whitest black guy I know.
Oh, dog, you done crossed the line. It's not about how someone talks or how someone behaves.
Okay,
it's about the color of their soul.
Oh, I see. The color of their soul. I didn't know souls had color.
His is black like Wesley Snipes. His hair, his soul is like Gene Simmons' hair. It doesn't even exist, that blackness.
Okay.
Blackity black black.
We're fine with that.
You can't get any more black.
But what color
black.
Is... But what color is your soul?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Wizite?
It's like deep in the universe. When you pass the Milky Way in space, that's how black it is. It's like you can't see nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then you ought to be a better rapper.
You couldn't skywrite in the sky that is my soul. You know what I'm saying? Tattoos will not be tolerated on my skin because it's just too black.
Okay.
Just too black.
K-Fed,
Oh, man, I feel so energized right now. You don't understand. This has galvanized not only the black community to which I live in, but the entire nation. You understand? This is the greatest moment in human existence.
That may be true, but your connection to it is shaky at best.
What?
I'm saying...
What are you eating, breakfast dog? I got a bean pie right now.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. All right.
I'm afraid
pie.
It's a euphemism.
No, dog, it's not. It's traditional Kenyan food.
Okay,
right, so
listen.
Why don't you raise up? Are you wearing a dashiki? Are you?
No, but
no, I'm not.
But you shouldn't be.
Assalamu alaikum to my man Malcolm X. Much love.
Okay. Kevin, we're almost out of time, and I hate to even ask this question because I'm terrified of what the answer might be, but is somehow the election of Barack Obama going to present itself in your quote-unquote rapping?
Going to? Why do you speak in the future tense? You know I already hit the studio with Black the Ripper and Dark Gable as soon as I saw on CNN Barack Obama elected 44th president of the United States. I immediately went into the studio. I clicked on that mic, and it just flowed out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Just rhyme after rhyme after rhyme about how energized I am, about how excited I am about what's going to come to the future of the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? No more dogs and no more fire hoses like in Birmingham, Alabama, like I had to go through.
You didn't go through that. That wasn't you. You had nothing to do with that.
No more watch riots.
All right,
no more 1992 watching Rodney King get beat down. No, it's all changing now. And I represented that on wax, and I sent you the MP3 of my new song to pay homage to my man Barack Obama. It's called Grape Soda. Hit that.
It's called Grape Soda.
Yes.
I warned y'all, that's right, my brother, Barack Obama, up in the White House now, so all you punk-ass honkies better raise up.
We're drinking grape soda up in the White House. We're drinking grape soda up in the White House. Yeah, grape soda up in the White House. We're drinking grape soda up in the White House. We made the White House black, yeah, we took the power back. Now all you hunky bitches are under our attack. It's the revolution, and it will be televised. Cause f***ing with Obama comes very ill-advised. We the Afro government, it's the Nubian regime. Drinking 40, smoking weed, and eating collard greens. Showing up to a press conference 40 minutes late. Middle fingers in the air while you honkies sit and wait. We got the nuclear code, so throw your hands up. With a presidential seal encrusted on our pimp cup. The bald eagle, we rock pit bulls. We don't need no secret service, we got pistols. Yeah, that's right. From slave ships and shackles to Capitol Hill. How you like me now is payback. I'm going to the Pentagon to play some PlayStation. Word up. We drinking grape soda up in the White House.
Yeah.
Okay. Grape soda up in the White House. Bitch. We drinking grape soda up in the White House.
We drinking
grape soda up in the White House.
Wow.
They got to figure out a way to deport you. That's all there is to it.
Have you been to the White House yet, K-Fed?
Not officially. I hear that there is an invite in the mail.
I'm sure there is. Good luck with that. Dude, I am so nervous right now. I don't have New Year's Eve plans yet.
I know. You got to get right on that.
And I'm going to be left out, and everybody else is going to be having so much fun. And I'm going to be going, what do I do? What do I do?
It's only the 6th of November, but if you wanted to go see STP at the new Club Nokia on New Year's Eve, you'd better really start thinking about it this week because tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Club Nokia, by the way, is not the big Nokia theater. It's a 2,300-person new club at the LA Live Complex downtown, and STP back together with Weiland are going to be rocking it on New Year's Eve. We're looking for STP fans right now to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067, and you will be hawking the hits.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking Now. Stephen Hawking Now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
Good morning, Dr. Hawking. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
There you are. Hi. Sorry. My bad.
Why are you more paralyzed than I am?
That's a good question. That is a good question.
It's interesting. You guys together make a perfect band because you're paralyzed physically and Kevin, of course, paralyzed mentally.
Right.
So, Dr. Hockey, I know you're a big fan of the rock and roll. STP is a band that you know and love?
I'm so glad they're back together.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to see them up in the club.
Do you already have tickets to this show for New Year's Eve?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I am bringing some of my fly honeys, and we will roll deep.
You know, for a physicist in a wheelchair, you do pull some pretty good tail.
I get mad trim.
You do. Right. That's true.
Okay. All right. 1-800-520-1067. The way the game is played, if I recall, Dr. Hawking, is that you're going to be reciting or singing some lyrics from an STP song. All the caller has to do is tell us what the name of that song is, and they win the tickets. Do I have that right?
Sure.
All right. Let's begin with Katie in Monrovia. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
You ready to hawk the hits?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tell us what STP song this is. Take it away, Stephen.
I am a man. A man. I'll give yeah, something that yeah won't forget. I said yeah shouldn't have worn that dress. I said yeah shouldn't have worn that dress.
Katie? STP song.
And the name of that song is?
Song by STP.
Do require an answer.
Dumb Love?
Yeah, that's sex type thing. But close. I mean, it did sound just like it, the way Steven did it, right?
Come on. I sounded just like Scott.
All right, let's go to Daniel in Canoga Park. Good morning, Daniel. Hello, Daniel. Not there. All right. Let's try Daniel in Canoga Park. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, what? Daniel. What the hell are you doing?
Went to the wrong line. Daniel, are you there?
Holy crap.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. He's there. Everything's cool.
You are right. An idiot.
All right, name this STP song. Hit it, Steve.
I wanna drink from your naked fountain. I can drown your sorrows. I'm gonna burn you to life now, out of the chains that bind you.
Daniel?
Burn your wicked garden down.
Look at that! Come on! Well done! There's an STP fan right there.
Wow, that was pretty strong.
Well done. They should bring you up on stage, man. Congratulations.
All right, let's go to Ira in Los Angeles. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning.
You ready for your song from STP?
Let's do this.
Driving faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and lie some more.
What do you think there, dude?
Road tripping?
That would be
no.
A big empty.
Driving faster in my car.
Yeah, that didn't sound anything like that. I got to be honest.
Sorry.
Screw you.
That was not even close. All right, let's go to Chrissy in Chino. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
You ready for your STP song?
Yes.
Here's Stephen Hawking.
Take time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. Take time with Great.
Yeah,
how about that? He's stuck.
Somebody hit Dr. Hawking on the back, please.
Thank you.
Chrissy said that's her ringtone on her phone.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
What are the chances? Congratulations. You have plans for New Year's Eve, my dear. Very well done. Dr. Hawking, you're doing a great job here today. You got time for a couple more?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Ellen in Cyprus. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Ellen's a massage therapist, Dr. Hawking.
I'm not sure. You can do that.
I'm not sure. That all works? All right, here's your STP song. Goodbye.
Someone clean my keyboard.
Oh, come on.
What?
You heard him.
Are you there, Doctor?
Dr. Hawking?
Doctor, you ready to sing another song for us here?
Yes.
Okay.
Leaving on a southern train only. Yesterday you lied. Promises of what I seemed to be. Only watched the time go by.
Oh, Ellen? My goodness. I'm speechless.
So am I.
It's an STP song.
I'm just going to say Interstate Love Song.
You're going to say that correctly. Was that really just a stab in the dark? I know that's it. Oh, never mind. Hold on. All right, we have time for
she
one more.
She got tickets.
She did.
Yeah.
BS.
She got the right answer. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Eric in Manhattan Beach. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
All right, Eric, listen up. You're the final contestant as we hawk the hits with Dr. Stephen Hawking. Go ahead, doctor.
I am smelling like the rose that somebody gave me on my birthday. Deathbed.
Oh, I don't know why you thought you could say that on the radio.
Hello?
Do you have an answer?
Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Eric's gone.
All right, good. Did you hang up on him when he said the word?
I did not.
No.
He hung up on us, I think, when he said the word.
All right, good start. He did not know dead and bloated is what we were looking for that time.
I am smelling like the roses somebody gave me.
We could be the only show doing regular Dr. Stephen Hawking comedy in 2008, I'll tell you that. But, Doctor, always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Likewise.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Stephen Hawking just ran over my foot in the hallway.
Did he really?
I'm suing. I am suing.
That's rude.
There's no regard for other people.
That's vehicular foot aside. Let's talk about the top 10 CDs, according to sales by Billboard. I always like to check this out from time to time, see how the K-Rock music's holding up in the world.
Usually pretty poorly,
but we got a couple.
All right.
I just think it's interesting that AC/DC's Black Ice is number one again for the second week in a row. Rock and roll at the top of the charts. You don't see that too often.
No, you don't.
No, that's true.
AC/DC, of course, only available at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you the power of the mart, man.
Certainly hasn't heard them.
Certainly hasn't.
I have not trekked out to my Walmart yet to get my copy, but it is definitely on my list.
There is a new CD out that Bean has not.
I don't
went
have
out
that
to
one.
Get. You I know why? Because he can't go store to store price comparison.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Whatever it is, he's got to pay.
He's got to pay, and he just can't stand that. He has to wait until they go into the 99-cent bin or something.
I think it's $11.99, which is in my threshold of pain, so I'll buy it. I've got no problem with the price. It's just there's only one Walmart near me, and it's quite a distance.
You want to hear a clip of AC/DC?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very much.
How great is male ass?
I don't. Different
I don't
sound
think.
For them.
Very different.
I'm just saying.
Different is what I'm saying.
Pink, number two.
Ooh.
Her new CD, Funhouse, and its debut is number two on the charts. High School Musical 3, senior year soundtrack, still number... still.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Is number three. John Legend's Evolver was number four. You see him on Bill Maher? He was
John
on
Legend?
Bill Maher. What a smart dude that John Legend is.
Really?
And then he played a song off of the new album, and it sounds great.
On the Bill Maher show?
Yeah, it was interesting. Weird. They usually don't have musical guests, but they played at the end of the show. Evolver is the name of his debut CD. It's number four on the charts. Toby Keith, Don't Make Me a Bad Guy. Too late. Number five, Ralph.
Did you catch the Toby Keith TV movie Beer for My Horses over the weekend?
You told me about this. It was supposed to be Sunday, right? I looked everywhere.
Sunday night is what I heard.
I looked everywhere for it on television and couldn't find it playing anywhere. So unless it was on CMT or something, I couldn't find. That's where it was.
I think it. Yeah, you didn't really want to find it.
I looked there too.
I thought it was maybe like one of those lame ones, like Lifetime or some network like that. I don't know.
Flipped around looking for it on my guide on my DirecTV and could not find it.
Because I know you love the Toby Keith.
I know. I was looking forward to being angry, but I just couldn't find it. Rascal Flatts' Greatest Hits was number six. Then T.I. with Paper Trail is number seven. Celine Dion.
Really? She has a new CD?
No, she has My Love, The Essential Collection. It's a Greatest Hits compilation. Number eight, Snow Patrol. 100 Million Suns, number nine, and Kenny Chesney, Lucky Old Son. There's your top 10, according to Billboard.
It was CMT, though. CMT.
It was CMT.
Not a lot of country music. I mean, not a lot of K-Rock music happening on that list, Ralph. In fact, none again this
Snow
week?
Patrol we play from time to time, right?
Yeah.
A little Snow Patrol.
Yes.
Why are you going to come at me like that, man?
Oh, Russell.
Not my bad. Speaking of Pink, who's on that list, Thanksgiving at her joint is the place to be.
Why is that?
She recently told an interviewer that last Thanksgiving, when she was still with her husband, Carrie Hart, she set their bedroom on fire because she had imbibed too much tequila.
She set it on fire?
Yeah, so she left her burning cigarette on an oven mitt, ignited their bedroom. The Thanksgiving before that, she was so loaded, she said that she dumped a bowl of sweet potatoes on her father-in-law.
Okay.
Good times at Pink in the holidays.
And that is no way to live.
It really isn't. Remember I told you that Simon Cowell broke up with his fiance?
Sure. Yes.
And we said he maybe didn't want to part with any of his money?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Apparently, Terry Seymour got some lovely parting gifts.
What a surprise.
After splitting up with Simon Cowell. He gave his ex-girlfriend $5 million in cash. I'm not done yet.
What?
Plus, one of his Beverly Hills mansions, which is valued at almost the same amount, about $6.4 million.
They weren't married, right, Ralph?
Nope.
Explain that to me, please.
This is him just saying,
Don't show those pictures
to anyone. Thanks
for the good times. No, it
isn't. How about no palimony suit?
There you go.
Here's some lovely parting gifts.
Wow.
So about 10 mil she got.
How long were they together?
I do not know.
No idea.
Couple years. A couple years they were together.
Doesn't seem like that's long enough to get into palimony.
I don't think it
does
is.
It?
No, it's seven that's years here in California.
That's a nutty story. Yeah. There's something going on there.
And that is no way to live.
Exactly. Maybe he just likes her and wants her to be happy.
He never struck me as the generous type.
He's not a good guy, is he, Ralph?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know the man.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think maybe that TV persona could be shtick.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's like in a relationship.
Well, it's true that for Simon Cowell, $10 million is almost nothing to him.
Yeah.
I mean,
really
he has
is.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Yeah, he makes 40-something million dollars per season for American Idol or something.
Right, and all of his other TV shows that he produces and record company cuts he gets. I mean, the dude's doing pretty well, so maybe it's just that.
If you had to guess out of all the celebrities which ones are going to be generous and kind, and he wouldn't be the one, I don't think.
But if they were, I don't know, were they living together?
Yes.
Oh, they were living together. Yeah. So, and I don't know what her income is like. I know she does work, but...
Is she a woman?
Going from where she
don't
was
even go
to,
there,
like,
dude.
An
just
apartment.
Just saying, she's probably not making much money.
She's an entertainment
reporter.
She was
on TV, yeah.
She's a woman I've never heard of. How much money can she be making?
You know her. She was on Access Hollywood. She's one of the regular correspondents on Access Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know
What's
that.
Her name?
Terry Seymour.
Yeah.
She's a British, African-American British lady.
No, I'd be against that.
She's very attractive. Very attractive. Speaking of very attractive African-American British ladies.
Yes?
Yeah.
How do you like this segue?
Well, hell of one.
Leona Lewis.
Oh.
Mm. She's their American Idol winner, right? Mm. In Britain?
She won X Factor.
The same thing,
Which is sort of their British British version. Only, I don't think they take away the age requirements. I think you can be a little bit older and still participate, although she's only 21, 22, something like that.
Yeah.
Katy Perry has announced that she has a huge crush on Leona Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
The I Kissed a Girl singer says that she's in love with Leona Lewis.
Okay. All right.
That's a good combo.
Yeah,
Where's this headed?
No place good.
Oh.
Leona said when asked that she thinks Katie is funny and lovely, but just doesn't think about her in that way.
Well, she doesn't need to make up her mind so quickly.
She She should sample the wares before she take it for a test drive.
Give it a try.
Before she knows what she's doing there. Huh. And Charlie Sheen is reportedly having a lot of problems with his pregnant wife, Brooke Mueller.
Uh-oh.
They are fighting constantly, according to the Star tabloid. So much so that Charlie ran off to Vegas to get away from his wife. Charlie was reportedly seen with other women and received a lap dance at a local strip club.
Okay.
The nice thing about this story is presidents may come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Tides may rise and fall.
Right.
Charlie Sheen is a constant.
Yes, he is.
Something you can always depend upon.
As are strippers.
All of his wives will learn that.
Jack Black has got a new movie. It's just been cast in an updated version of one of my favorite stories of all time. And I think one story that has been around for a long time that really hasn't been exploited enough in the movies. Gulliver's Travels.
Hmm.
Are you familiar with the Jonathan Swift
yes.
book?
Familiar with the name. I don't know anything about
it. Satire about a man who ends up on an island called Lilliput and there's like all these tiny people there.
And Midgets? It was a, well, sort of. Right. I mean, they're tiny, but it was a very popular TV movie just a few years ago with Ted Danson in the starring role, if you remember, Ralph.
That's right. And I think a big screen version of this would play very well. Jack Black will play the hero in the movie. It's an updated version of the story. But he will find himself a giant among the tiny inhabitants on the little island of Lilliput. That sounds funny to me.
It does.
And this may be the greatest action movie ever.
Wow.
Jet Li.
Hey!
Hey!
Jason Statham.
What?
And Sylvester Stallone.
What?
Teaming up
in
a movie called The Expendables. That name alone makes me want to see it.
They're the Expendables. In a world where only three men can save your life. The Expendables.
Apparently Stallone has written the screenplay and will direct.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's got everything. It's just got everything. That's all it's got.
It needs Dolph Lundgren. It does need that.
It'd be nice if he made a small appearance.
Steven Seagal, I think, would be helpful in the movie somehow.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Sure.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, let's bring them all. Why not?
Norris.
The Expendables.
Apparently, Sly is also working on still yet another Rambo as well. That's the news. So we might get another Rambo out of him, which I would be all for.
You got guns? You ain't over nobody. Burma's a war zone!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Emma Stone from Superbad, House Bunny, The Rocker. She's 20 years old today.
Belle? Don't know.
Belle.
Picture her. Belle? Okay.
Belle. Kelly Rutherford of Gossip Girl turns 40 years old today. Ethan Hawke is 38. Thandie Newton turns 36. Model actress Rebecca Romijn celebrates her 36th birthday. When does she do? She's going to have a baby anytime now.
I know. Very soon. She's enormous.
Actress.
She's having an elephant. She's been pregnant for 20 months.
Do not say she's enormous.
You will get in trouble. Her husband did that, and look what happened to him.
You're right.
Canceled his show. She's got clout in Hollywood, man. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. That hotel show was off like
because of that.
Two episodes. It was
on. Carpoolers was on longer.
Yeah, I think it was. Actress Tara Manning is 30, and Laker Lamar Odom celebrates his 29th birthday. Congratulations, Lakers. I think they won last night, didn't they?
Turns out.
Didn't they just barely beat the Clippers?
But the Clippers have all those other victories this season that they can rest assured with, right? I mean, that's what's keeping them going.
That's true. Let's see. You can count them on one hand, their victories, can't you?
Yeah, it turns out.
Well, you can count them on no hands.
You don't even need a hand.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train.
Duana's grooving with that.
Yeah.
Of course he is, aren't we all? Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite listener, K-Rock listener number one, Duane Johnson of Los Angeles, California, has joined us in the studio for the first time ever this morning. Hey, Duane, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Happy
listen
birthday.
Listen to him in beautiful, rich stereo sound. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Duane, how long you've been listening to K-Rock, do you know?
Since 10 years ago. I was in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how often would you say you call us or call the phone screeners or call the Afro line every day?
I will do that.
I'm saying, do you call every single day? Do you call several times a day? How often do you think you call K-Rock?
Every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Yes.
Okay, that's
and
one
I
of the reasons that we love
different
you.
Radio stations.
Excellent.
Okay. That's good. Our listeners will be happy to hear that. That's awesome. And how old are you today, Duane?
26.
26 years old. How about
you got
that?
Got big plans for tonight?
Like today, I'm going out to lunch with my healthcare worker, and she's going to take me out to the movies to see The Secret Life of Bees.
Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds like a beautiful
tonight,
film.
Tonight, my mom's going to take me out for dinner.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
You got a full day of food, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That rules.
That's fun. Now, Dewan, what's all this talk I hear about you applying for a job at K-Rock? Is that still something that's going to happen?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I'm interested.
Do you want our job? Because they'd probably hire you.
Work on the request line.
On the request line, okay.
Yes.
Answer the phones, okay.
Yes.
Do you like to talk on the phone, Dewan? Is that what it is?
Oh, yes, I do like to talk on the phone.
Oh, that'd be so much fun for our listeners.
And I like
to
call my
up.
Friends, too.
Mm-hmm. 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 Would you spend all of the time working here calling your friends, or would you answer the lines for our listeners?
Answer the lines for the listeners.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
He's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you had Psycho Mike over to your house a few weeks ago to watch Beverly Hills 90210, you told him that you were getting your MySpace page up and running. What kind of stuff are you doing on your MySpace page, Dewan?
Checking on my comments, finding some new friends, check out their websites, and check on my top friends' MySpace mm-hmm. sites, and I send comments, and they send it back to me.
Okay, and you've given out, I know you've given out your address before, but you want to give it out again in case people want to get in touch with you?
My MySpace address and Facebook.
Right.
What is it? What's the address?
It's myspace.com/Dewan82. D-A-W-A-N-82.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Now you're here for the first time ever, Dewan, and I know you're a big fan of the radio station. Are there any questions that you have or anything that you're interested in that you wanted to know or talk about?
I hope Drew Barrymore will listen to this morning and the cast of 90210.
Two of your favorite things in the whole world.
And my other friends who's up listening to the Kevin and Bean show.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of them?
Like Zane, Reeve, Paris, JD, and Jonathan.
Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Wow. Dewan giving some shout-outs. How about that? Is there anything that we can do for you for your birthday, Dewan? Is there anything that you want?
I want to have a big birthday party later on this month, in the middle of the month.
Later on this month?
Yeah, in the middle of this month. Like on a weekend, yeah.
Oh, on a weekend.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Yeah.
You can't party because it's a Thursday.
No.
As much as you would like to.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Okay. Nothing else you can think of that we can help you with? Did you meet Tiny Dancer, who came to pick you up this morning?
Oh, yes. She is so sweet. She's friendly, too.
She's very,
very
friendly.
That's cool. You have no idea how friendly she used to be.
Really?
Not quite that friendly anymore, but she used to be. Did you talk to her on the way in, Dewan?
Oh, yes. We talk.
Is she somebody that maybe you might like to see another time?
Well, yes, we was talking about Obama because he's the first African-American president.
That's right.
I like him.
Yeah. You like Obama?
Mm-hmm. And I heard that the gas prices are going down.
They are. That's true as well.
Yes. Both. Because back in the day, we got very, very upset about that.
Sure. Yeah.
Dewan covers a lot of ground.
Yes, he does. I like that.
Did you vote for President-elect Obama?
Oh, no, because I'm not registered to vote right now.
Oh, you're not registered. That's a surprise to me, Dewan, because I know how politically aware you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom vote, though.
Your mom
did.
Okay.
Yes.
She did, yeah. What is it you like about President Obama? How come you think he's a good man to run the country?
He going to show us some respect, give us good ideas, help us out, and try to solve our problems.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all good things, I guess.
Yes.
That's a very exciting time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting time. All right, Dewan is here. It's his birthday celebration. We want you to stick around for a while. Is that cool?
Yes.
Kind of co-host the show with us?
I will.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back. It is the Dewan birthday celebration on the World Famous.
Our friend Dewan Johnson is your K-Rock listener number one. He is celebrating his 26th birthday today with a visit to the World Famous K-Rock. Dewan, you're saying this is the first time you've ever met Kevin in person after all these years of talking to him on the phone?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And do you find me delightful?
Yes.
And what do you think of the beautiful Lisa May? I know you've met her before, but isn't she lovely?
Yes, she is. She's awesome.
Thank you, Dewan.
You're welcome.
Dewan's the nicest person in the entire world.
He really
he's
is.
He's the opposite of all of us.
True.
You know?
Why is it you're so friendly and pleasant and polite, Dewan? Why do you suppose that is?
like respecting other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we could all learn a lot from you, Dewan.
Mm-hmm. We do have Miss Cleo, who's going to come in the door right now. She answers the phones here at K-Rock, and she has a little something special for you on your special day, Dewan.
Look at that.
Oh.
And now look at the cupcakes.
She's got cupcakes with some candles on them.
Boy, does she have cupcakes.
Those are beautiful.
And they're on fire, oddly enough.
Thank you so much.
Look at that. Should we sing? I hate to torture him with our singing, but...
I don't think we need to sing. No, I don't. Miss Cleo made the cupcakes herself, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, she did. They're homemade.
And colors are they, Dewan?
Yellow and blue. Stand for UCLA.
That's correct.
That's right.
UCLA colors.
Exactly.
Now, does Dewan need to blow out his cupcakes?
I believe so. Yep. Make a wish, Dewan. He's closing his eyes and concentrating.
He's really making a wish.
Not that
for
long
most of
a
us,
wish.
That's just an expression.
And then he exploded on him. Wow.
Well, I got a little extra spit on those cupcakes. Thank you, Dewan.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Dewan, why is it you love UCLA so much? You don't go to school there, yet you seem to mention it every time we talk to you.
I like UCLA since I was a little kid in my preteens.
But how come?
Is it because of their basketball team, or what is it that attracted you to them?
Basketball team, yeah. I used to work at UCLA back in 2001, 2002, and
I
got terminated.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, aren't you the best guy in the world for continuing your love affair with them after getting fired?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And when I start getting the kids, I want them to go to UCLA.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You're planning ahead there. Yep. Now, before we let Miss Cleo go, do you want to see her boobs or anything while she's in here?
No.
Nope.
No,
you don't.
No.
Okay.
He's a very respectful guy. He's the opposite of you in every way.
I'm just saying we're going to offer that for his birthday. I thought that would be something that he might enjoy. But if he says no, then we're not going to force that on him.
Really? Why change your plan now?
All right, Dewan, you stand by. We got to take care of some business here. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. You know that phone number that you call all the time, Dewan, when you leave messages for us. This is the time in the show when we play them back.
Oh, yes.
All right. The first one is talking about Bean's obsession with the Channel 4 weather girl,
Alita Laresca.
Alita! Yeah, great big cam. And then there's also Mia, big fake ones. But then you can't forget about Vera. She's hot.
Wow, he's done a whole tour of local weather girls.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other category besides weather girls? I mean, can you spread that out to...
Weather girls and newscasters are the hottest chicks in the world. At least they're the ones I'm most attracted to. So that's why I'm so infuriated by Alita.
I see.
Did you guys know that mostly every woman in the U.S. has been shaving their private area? They're sending out a message. They're saying, read my lips. No more bush.
See, wow. It's a political commentary.
That's what he's doing, yeah.
Because President Bush is no longer... Oh, never mind. Just forget it.
Hey, Dave, just curious. How come there's not a new Clippers song?
That's a great question.
I look forward every year to your Clippers song.
Oh, you know what, Dave? I'm sorry. You weren't listening. Put those headphones on. Let me play this one again.
Hey, Dave, just curious, how come there's not a new Clippers song? You know, I look forward every year to your Clippers song. I have a suggestion for you. How about this for a new Clippers song? Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, Dave, looking ahead at the schedule, when is it estimated by the Clipper faithful that L.A. will win its first game of the season?
Friday.
Next year?
I guarantee it.
For you guarantee Friday? Who do they play?
Houston Rockets.
What?
Are you high? He's mocking.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Based on what?
Since I'm going to the game and when I go, they always win.
Well, then why didn't you That's go any of the either. First five games? Of course it's not true. But.
I've been with you when they've lost.
When?
When they played the Lakers.
All right, we need a new song. We need a new song.
All right, it's coming.
All right.
I take that challenge.
Can't wait.
Hey, Lisa May, I'd like to give you an exit poll.
Okay, then.
I have many songs that I despise. Some of them have really stupid lyrics. One of them, of course, the Beatles, You Say Hello, I Say Goodbye, or the other way around. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't make sense. You have a clip of that, Bean? Yeah.
Is it just too repetitive for you, or... What, Dewan? You like that song, Dewan?
Yeah, they should make the rap version with the hip-hop beats.
And that is something that you should record.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I find it stupid. Bean, it's not stupid to you?
No.
I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello.
I mean, it's...
What does it even mean?
It's not the deep... Who knows what it
well,
means?
Then it's
it just sounds good. It's not the deepest song in the Beatles songbook, but it's a fine song.
I say hello, you say goodbye. F you.
Hey, this message for Kevin. Hey, Kevin, I work a late-night job. Or late afternoon, I have to be to work at 11 in the morning. So I wake up about 9:50, 9:55, and every time I turn on my radio, you're always signing up. So what I really wanted to know, Kevin, is why do you say goodbye when I say hello?
See?
Hello, hello. You always try to say goodbye. I say hello, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Why are you saying goodbye, Kevin? You try to say goodbye, Kevin,
all
but
right.
I say hello, Kevin.
All right.
Now you like it, right?
That song just blows, let's be honest.
I have an instant request. Dean and Psycho Mike, shut the f*** up.
No, that's disrespectful.
Die, though.
That is
Thank
disrespectful.
You, Thank
You're right,
you,
Dwan.
There's no room on this show for that kind of language or that kind of attitude. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
You got because Dwan was picking up your cause and was defending you, Bean. You didn't hear the end of that call, which I'd like to play again.
They can die though.
Oh wow, Dwan, how is it you're able to listen to and enjoy this show when you're so nice and positive, and this show is so ugly and mean?
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. You know we don't mean it. That's why.
Nope.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think we all agree with that.
Hard to argue.
And it's that time of year again.
Shut the F up outside my window.
Wow. A lot of anger today.
And finally.
Now that Halloween's over, guess what time it is? Thanksgiving put outside my window. Thanksgiving I wish them so empathy, but I can't find them for the love of me, and it's Thanksgiving food outside my window pane.
Only days away from the call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline, too. Let's not forget that.
What? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Oh, that was Dave. I thought it was Dwan for a second.
Yeah.
Whew. Dwan, you know, have you ever heard that? You ever heard when we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline and Ralph makes sound effects like he's a turkey and Bean's a farmer.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Hilarious.
It's not good.
I hear some mocking in Lisa's voice.
323-520-AFRO if you'd like to leave us a message. 24. Dwan is in the studio with us, our favorite listener. It's his birthday, so we're having a birthday celebration for him today.
Yes.
Dwan, who are your favorite bands that we play on K-Rock? I know you like a lot of the music that you hear on the station.
Korn, 311, Sublime. Mm-hmm. I really don't listen to Marilyn Manson anymore since I was in the eighth grade.
Right.
It's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Okay. That's good to know. It's 7:36 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm actually glad Dwan is here because he's steering us in a more positive direction here this morning, Kevin. And I think you need that when it comes to talking to Sustainable Dave. I want you to show some respect to our friend Sustainable Dave at sustainabledave.org. We talk to him every single month. Although I think we're running out of months for 2008, but let's please welcome him back to the show.
Hey, Sustainable.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Let's not forget his theme song, by the way.
Sustainable Dave, Sustainable Dave. He really cares about the environment. Sustainable Dave, Sustainable Dave. He keeps all his trash in his basement. We talk to him once a month. I wonder what he'll say. Oh, I know he will say, I did not throw any trash away.
You crazy.
Sustainable, I was thinking about you last night. This is Bean speaking, and my trash day is Thursdays. And last night I was taking my trash out to the curb, and I had two full trash cans to take out and one full can of recyclables. And I thought, that's probably more trash than Dave has generated all of 2008. Am I right?
It is, actually. I mean, I don't know the weight of it, but it sounds like. Now, how many people is that for?
Well, that's two. I mean, that's just two people, but...
That's a lot of trash.
and that was kind of the point of this experiment when you started back in January, which is to point out how much stuff we throw away, and it's out of sight, out of mind, so we just assume that it's taken care of, and we don't really think about the huge problem that it causes, right?
Absolutely, and going to what you were just saying, for the 10 months I've been doing it, I'm at about 31.5 pounds of trash, but if you met me on the street, you probably wouldn't know I was any different than anybody else. So it's a lot of it's just choices and making different choices.
I'm thinking we could see that crazy. I'm thinking we could.
I didn't say you'd spend time with me. I just said if you saw me on the street.
In 10 months of time, how many pounds of trash do you have?
31 and a half pounds. I'm actually down, and the first 20 pounds or so was from the first 3 months while I sort of figured it out, if you will. So
right.
I'm down to about half a pound a month.
A month.
A half a pound of trash a month.
Yeah, and I'm still like, by the way, I'm eating food. And I'm like, you know.
But you've had to make really different choices in terms of food, right?
Well, not really different choices, but I mean, just not in necessarily what I'm eating, but in where I'm getting it. Like, I mean, I'll give you, Ralph's not in the studio today.
No, he's not. He's
just too angry.
This is very, very like, get on a sweater and sit by the fire feel. I like it.
I'll take his point of view if you don't mind.
No, I love that.
All right.
No, but, you know, going to a farmer's market instead of buying stuff packaged from the store and, like, you know, bringing a Tupperware with you to get fish from the fish market and not getting milk in gallon jugs that you recycle, but instead of getting them in glass. And, you know, so it's just making different choices, but it's not like I'm eating different food per se.
Right, okay. Right. Now, every time we talk to you, it seems like you have spread the word even more. I remember when you were in Time magazine. I know you've been in the New York Times, yeah. I think, since then. Have you managed to make it to, like, Larry King or any of those shows yet, Dave?
Either January 1st or January 5th, and they're determining which. I'm going to be on Good Morning America, believe it or not. And believe me, I'm as shocked as you guys are. And while I can't say any more about this, I will say that one of your parent companies has contacted me, and I will still speak to you at the barbecues if something goes forward.
No
with that.
How about that?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm the first to go, what are you people calling me for?
Yeah, that's a great question because...
I'm the first to say that. But the thing is, it's like, you know, there's obviously something that people glom onto, and there's something to be learned from it.
But we don't talk to you because we're impressed with the message. We talk to you because we think you're kooky. Because it's so dumb. That's why we have you on.
And I totally get that, and I appreciate that. That's why you guys are my favorite.
And since the very first month, all I want to hear is...
Nope.
is I made a really stupid decision, and I'm not going to do it anymore. I was wrong, Kevin and Bean. Say it.
I am not saying it. Privately, I will call you and tell you that on January 2nd just to give you, like, you know,
ask you this question, sustainable.
Yeah.
If you're going to be on Good Morning America or whatever, January 1st or January 5th...
Yeah.
Don't you still need to be kind of saving trash at that point?
Well, no, it's from everything from the year before. It's not, my wife has been very specific about it ends January 1st.
Yeah,
your wife. That's my dream is to hear you come out and go, Kevin Bean, I was lying about the wife and kids thing. They don't really exist. I'm just a crazy guy who makes love to his trash.
That'll happen before the other. But you know what? The end of this month, we got Thanksgiving coming up, right?
Right.
So can I throw out five really quick things that people can do that make sense and save money?
No, but can we talk about you taking pictures of your trash?
Yeah. What do you want to know about?
In the New York Times, it says.
The New York Times article was stupid. I'll just put it that way. But go ahead.
Oh, it's stupid. That's what you're saying. Your take is that the New York Times is stupid.
No, that article. But I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
He keeps a blog that describes his lack of throwing stuff away. A sample entry includes one bag of hair from haircut put out on lawn for birds.
Yep.
He puts his cut hair out on the lawn so the birds can build their nests.
Make a nest?
Now, wait a minute. Do you have that article in front of you?
I do.
Okay. Out of that article, how much is written about me, would you say, percentage-wise?
I would say...
Half a percent?
100% too much. it's like one paragraph out of a seven-page story.
It's exactly. And they called me thinking they were going to find, like, the crazy, insane guy. Interviewed me for 45 minutes, and when they didn't, they put that one thing in there. Now, if you read the rest of the article, there's a guy who takes a dump on his lawn that's in there.
Is his name Psycho Mike? Good question.
well, he's doing it for environmental reasons. I don't know why Psycho Mike.
Wow. Mike does it because of the fear. That's why Mike does it. And it's not something you want to know about.
Yeah. But so they couldn't fit me in there, so they just threw that in there with that big picture for some reason, it's fine, but it's not quite, the article wasn't quite what it was told to be. So
we are talking to Sustainable Dave, sustainabledave.org, or 365daysoftrash.blogspot.com. Your entry on October 30th, Sustainable, I have to ask, you do a list every day of stuff and how you dispose of it once you're done with it.
Okay.
Why, in fact, sir, did you throw one candy bar wrapper, it says here, to the garbage? Why is that in the garbage and not in the recycle?
Because if you look at, like, I don't know what that was.
Dave, I'm so disappointed in you.
Guys, a Snickers bar or something like that stuff is not recyclable.
You can't recycle the wrappers from a Snickers bar?
No, there are a couple minor things you can, but that's the point. Most people don't know this. If you put that in the recycle thing, it's still going into the trash. It just creates more work for the recyclers to pull out. I've visited these places. They've told me this. But so the point is.
Hey, Dave, do you see 2009 being a year where you come back to life? Start, like, thinking about things and talking to people. You know, that kind of stuff. Maybe going out on dates with your, quote, wife, unquote.
By the way, I asked Alex the other day why I wasn't informed that there was a singles party, and she immediately emailed me back and said, because it would have been awkward if you had seen your wife there, which
pretty funny, yeah.
Good point.
Like, you have one, A.
Exactly.
I just remember about the same time that Sustainable Dave caught our eye, there was a couple that was writing a book about having sex every single day for an entire year. Why didn't we make that call? Why? How did we end up with Dave and not the couple that's doing it every 24 hours?
I think you need some soul searching. You got to ask yourself some questions.
We made the wrong decision.
Hey, if the listeners go to the site now, and I don't know if you have
what's
it up
the
there,
site?
365.
Oh, come on. Too late for that. Too late for that.
No.
SustainableDave.org is all you need to remember.
Or 365daysoftrash.com. You can click and enter into a thing to win a bag full of all sorts of stuff that'll help you waste less, like the stuff I gave you guys.
That is the worst prize I've ever heard.
I love the bags you gave us.
Thank you
very
much.
I would rather get cholera, I got to be honest.
And I will check back with you later on next year, but eventually we're hopefully going to be giving away entire...
Wait a minute. You're going to check back in with us late next year?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No,
I got news for you.
I'm not going to tell you what I have for you then.
Okay.
Well, we don't care.
We'll risk it.
Sustainable. Here's what you need to start preparing yourself for now. You have exactly one more call to the Kevin and Bean Show, and it happens about 30 days from right now. And then we out, brother.
Now, just out of curiosity, you don't want to see January 1st?
Well, only... That's it. Because other than that, as far as I'm concerned, we've called you 11 too many times.
I would say that. For that, I truly do appreciate it, because the K-Rock listeners have been fantastic, you know?
Okay.
Well,
been contacted by them then.
I'm contacted by them all the time.
Yeah.
The morning after I'm on the show, it's always a lot of fun to open the email.
Yeah.
Well, let's source you on that, because I believe somebody left an Afro call. One of the Sustainable Dave listeners, I think, left us a message for you, Dave, that we'd like to play for you now.
Sick, you're right.
There you go.
Fantastic. All I'll say is, you guys say I got too much time on my hands.
Hey, we didn't do that, well, dude. That guy is just one of the people that get bored by this phone call each month.
I hear you. Well,
he's representing the masses. All right, Sustainable. Listen, we're out of time. We'll talk to you in 30 days. Keep not throwing stuff away, I guess.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
And the website again?
www.sustainable.com.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Juan is doing the robot.
Fantastic.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
It's time for Sustainable Dave. That dude is crazy. Yeah.
You crazy.
Ah, woo. Dean. Woo. Woo.
Partying. Just Juan's birthday party, that's all.
Yeah. Juan was doing the robot to Thriller. I didn't see any little dance for Smooth Criminal, Juan. Do you not like that song as much?
Oh, yes. My mom used to love that song all the time back in the 1980s.
All right. Well, let's go back to this one then.
There you go. Go, Juan. It's your birthday.
It came back in 1982.
You are correct.
Okay. It's
the
Kevin Bean Show.
The Thriller dance down thing, the zombie thing going on. He could have been Thrill the World.
That's right. Dwayne Johnson is K-Rock listener number one. He is our very favorite listener, and we invited him to come spend an hour with us in the studio this morning because he is celebrating his 26th birthday today. And Dwayne, I want you to know how much we appreciate you listening to the show and checking in with us as often as you do, because you really are our favorite, buddy.
Thank you.
You know what else is strange? Okay. I think we all like you better than ourselves or each other.
That's true.
Well, it's not You're hard good. To like anyone more than we like each other.
That's true. Jeff Ross joins us after the news at 8 right now. Ralph's got another look at the showbiz beat for a Thursday. What's going on?
Before I give away, before I do the showbiz news, I do have to give away some tickets to an event that I'm very excited about, the K-Rock Advanced screening of Quantum of Solace. I cannot wait to see this movie. I'm a huge...
Duane, you like the James Bond movies?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite one?
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye. It's one of my favorites, too.
And Pierce I used Brosnan, to play the video game on the Nintendo 64.
Yep. That was the
one
game.
One of my favorites.
That was the one, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan was a great Bond. Daniel Craig, of course, reprises his role in this movie as James Bond 007. Quantum of Solace, you get to see it before anybody else does at the Backstage Theater, which is on the Sony Pictures lot. I will be hosting the event. You get to see it on the lot. So that's kind of doubly cool. You get to be a place where people usually don't get to go.
You're not going to dress up like James Bond.
The hell
anything,
I'm not.
You,
I got my tux on order.
Come on.
I'm pulling up in an Aston Martin.
Do it.
You need to encourage him to do that.
I'm going
to
have a Walther PPK tucked into my shoulder holster.
I don't know what that is. You know...
That's Bond's gun, Kevin. Ralph's famous gun.
Ralph showed up to his wedding in a Batmobile, so I don't think he needs much encouragement.
I'm so showing up in an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Maybe Bo Bachman over at Galpin Austin, Aston Martin can lend me one.
You should come in full tuxedo with a martini. That'd be awesome.
You think I'm not?
That's what I'm saying.
What kind of encouragement do you think he needs?
That plan is already in motion, son.
Yeah.
All right. Here's
your wife as a Bond girl.
Here's my trivia question.
All right.
Now, Daniel Craig, of course, starred in his first role of James Bond in Casino Royale.
True.
True. That is true.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people don't know that there was another movie named Casino Royale back in the 60s. It was a non-official Bond movie that was kind of a comedy. It was a spoof on James Bond movies.
Okay.
It was legendarily horrible and a huge bomb. But that was the only time that Bond movies shared names.
Right.
However, there is another instance where one of the James Bond movies was remade. A remake of one of the James Bond movies.
Remake!
If you know the answer to the question, which James Bond movie was remade?
It ain't Quantum of Solace, I can guarantee
you
that.
No, it was Quantum of Solace. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. Now, the remake didn't have the same name as Thunder.
Oh!
I just gave it away.
Well, you didn't give away the remake's name, though.
But he was asking which movie was remade.
Which Bond movie was remade?
The one that starts with Thunder.
just flip it and do what was the remake.
Okay. Thunderball was the James Bond movie that was remade. What was the remake? 1-800-520-1067.
Oh, I didn't give you that.
She has no idea.
All right, now I'll give you
Thunderball.
Whisper,
so I didn't give you the other answer.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Show DeWan.
All right. Okay, sorry about that. We're back now.
Yeah. Duane, why do you listen to this show? This is a very unprofessional program.
1-800-520-1067. First five people who know the answer to the question, what was the name of the remake of Thunderball, the James Bond movie, you get a pair of passes to go see the advanced K-Rock screening of Quantum of Solace. This is the most complicated question I've ever asked. Lindsay Lohan is out of work again.
What happened?
She was hired, Lisa, to host the World Music Awards.
Yes. Right.
I don't even know what the World Music Awards are.
It's a BS European-type show that they do.
Anyway, she was supposed to be the host, but she was fired and replaced by Denise Richards.
What?
Oh,
what?
That's a step down.
Duane, you don't agree?
I don't agree about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, that's a terrible choice.
What'd she do?
No word on why they replaced her, but when you're being replaced by Denise Richards, your career is in big, big trouble.
Wow. That's probably how Charlie Sheen's wife feels, too, by the way.
Yes. Denise Richards was in a Bond movie. Remember when she played Dr. Christmas Jones?
Oh, sure.
That's right.
Nuclear physicist? Dr. Christmas Jones?
When I was in Las Vegas over the weekend, Ralph, I saw billboards around town of Lindsay Lohan hosting some sort of an event in Las Vegas with Samantha Ronson as the DJ. I don't know if that's just a cash grab at a nightclub or if she's singing again or what she's doing, but she's apparently out there trying to make a living somehow.
I'm guessing she is just appearing with Samantha.
Yeah.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
I don't believe it, because who could answer that question? It was pretty convoluted. I wouldn't know the answer.
Let's go to Joseph in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Joseph.
How you doing?
Joseph, what was the name of the remake of the James Bond movie Thunderball?
That was Never Say Never Again.
Never Say Never Again.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's last performance as James Bond. Yeah, he returned for a remake of that movie. Congratulations. Hold on. We'll give you all the details, but you're going to the special advanced screening of Quantum of Solace.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations on making it through that question.
Yeah,
well done.
Really, that was tough. Michael Crichton, author of Jurassic Park, The Andromeda Strain, creator of the hit TV show ER, has passed away after he's passed away, Duane. A long private battle with cancer, apparently, was what he was dealing with.
He's dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
You
didn't let almost anyone know that he was sick.
I was
going to
say, how many celebrities can actually not let people know they have cancer?
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Newman did it almost until the end.
Newman?
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know he had it either. He had sold over 150 million books, Michael Crichton did.
Wow.
Dude.
Awesome.
So be all right.
He was 66 years old. In order to become a writer, he had to quit his day job as a doctor. He was a Harvard-educated doctor with the Harvard Med School. Yeah, he was a doctor.
Wow.
And he decided he didn't want to do it anymore. Just quit and started writing. Turned out to be okay for him.
Yeah, at the time, I'm sure everybody was like, you're doing what?
Yeah, you nuts.
You know, Duane, he created the TV show ER and also wrote the Jurassic Park books.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry to bum you out, but he's a very famous author.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pamela Anderson is literally trailer trash now. She is living in a trailer.
She is?
She is?
Yeah. Apparently they are doing some renovations on her home.
Pam Anderson?
So she's taking up residence in a mobile home with her two sons while the house is being restored.
Why doesn't she rent another place or something?
Like a hotel.
Like a hotel, Duane.
Huh, that's weird.
More sense than Pamela Anderson does. She says to an interviewer in AbsoluteNoun.com, I can honestly say I'd much rather live in a trailer than anywhere else.
What is wrong with this woman?
You can take the girl out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the girl.
There's something wrong with that child. You just don't say things like that.
That was Britney Spears, wasn't it?
That was somebody from
Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love, really? I thought that was Britney Spears.
No.
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Kelly Rutherford from Gossip Girl is 40 years old today.
You watch that show, Duane? Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl?
Oh, yeah. One with Blake Liberty.
Blake Liberty,
right.
Yes.
Blake Liberty, right.
Okay.
And Chase Crawford, too. He's on that show. She's 40 years old today. Ethan Hawke is 38. Thandi Newton turns 36. Model actress Rebecca Romijn turns 36 as well today. Tara Manning is 30. Lakers Lamar Odom is 29.
Yep.
Actress Emma Stone from Superbad, House Bunny, The Rocker. She is 20 years old. And our very own Duane. Duane celebrates his birthday today.
26, baby!
26.
Everybody got to celebrate my birthday out here in L.A.
You know it.
O.C.
Take the day off, people. Just go and celebrate Duane's birthday.
Tell them it's Duane's birthday. They'll understand.
It's like a national holiday.
Oh,
Duane, did you have a good time with your visit here this morning?
Oh, yes.
Good. Did you have one of those cupcakes, Duane?
Yes, they're good.
Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Cleo made those just for you, you know.
Yeah, thank you for her.
She's got great cupcakes.
She sure does. Yes. Great big cupcakes. That's what she has.
Circus.
It's a little awkward talking like this in front of Duane, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's you guys are being rude. And he knows.
Is it? I meant it as a compliment. Just terrific cupcakes. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Comedian Jeff Ross is in the studio with us on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ at 10 minutes after 8. You were just telling us that you were actually hanging out with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters?
I did. You know, my buddy Kai is friends with Jesse, who plays violin for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have that awesome violin in the back. And she's like a full-fledged member of the Foo Fighters. So we got to see him at the Avalon the other day. And then,
with Queens of the Stone Age?
I got there late, I'm embarrassed to say.
And
I didn't even get to. I did get to meet Josh and the guys, and I did the old, like, you were great. Like, pretend that I saw the show, but I didn't.
You can pretty much count on the fact that they were great. They're always good, so. You get away with that. Sometimes bands, you go, you were great. They go, okay, you didn't hear.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Tell me if this was your impression of hanging out with Dave Grohl, because A, he's the coolest guy in the world, and B, we all want to be him. But C, no one seems to enjoy his job more than Dave Grohl. There have to be times where it sucks to be him, but I have never seen any evidence of that.
You know, we're backstage. The show's an hour. He's off stage an hour. He's showered. He waited till like the little after party cleared out a little bit, and he goes to like 15 people. He goes, hey, let's do Jaeger shots. Everyone laughs. Everyone laughs. Think he's kidding.
Right, sure.
So a minute goes by, and all of a sudden, he nudges me, points to some plastic cups. He grabs a bottle of Jaeger out of like some secret ice bucket that no one even saw was there. He picks it up, and this is a true rock star moment. There's a coffee table full of empty glasses and bottles and crap.
Right.
He takes the bottle, and he uses it to wipe it off. He just smashes all the other bottles off the table. true killer punk rock move.
Wow.
Yeah,
and as I put out all the cups, he starts pouring shots for 15 people, and we were there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
He never makes it seem like it's work or it's an obligation or it's just a job. I mean, he just seems to love every second of it. That's just so
it's
infectious.
So cool.
It really comes through.
I know that seems ridiculous for people who don't think about musicians a lot, but we run into a lot of them. And there's a lot of, they got to get up early and do my show. They're tired. They got to do interviews. They don't want. There is a lot of stuff that can get to you, but he just never shows it.
The only time he had an ounce of complaining was like, I got to wake up at 7 in the morning. I got a baby.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a little bit of that creeping in there. But still, doing Jaeger shots after the show, comedians don't have that luxury. We have to go out, sign our DVD, then we have to go chase down the club owner to get paid, then we got to try to get a ride home. You got to pay the opener. It's like, I got to put my DVDs back in the car, drive home. It's like, there's no rock star moment when you're a comic.
There's no great Jaegermeister stories backstage.
No. It's like, if anything, you know, it's the opposite. I'm like a regular person.
But you must have had that experience with Dancing with the Stars, though. I mean,
yeah, because, you know, Tom Bergeron, he breaks out the bong right after the show and we all go crazy.
I know we talked to you right after you got eliminated and right after your tragic eye injury, and congratulations on recovering from that.
Thank you.
But it has to be one of the most surreal things you've ever been through to have something that you've got to go to each day that involves Cloris Leachman. I mean, you just have to, you got to be looking at it and go, what's happening to my life?
That old bag beat me by 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Yeah, but that
she
doesn't,
was awful.
I don't watch the show, so don't get me wrong, but that had to be we need ratings, so let's keep her around.
No,
well,
I mean,
they don't decide. They don't decide who stays and goes.
No,
Kevin.
Of course not, Bean. They don't decide American Idol either, of course. I got you.
I think it's actual votes, but I think you're right that it's more than just dancing. I think a lot of it is personality, and a lot of it is just you got a fan base.
It wasn't
and people,
dancing. That wasn't even
it wasn't dancing.
She had better personality than you by 4 weeks is what we're saying.
I came in 13th on a show that normally has 12 contestants. I made Dancing with the Stars history.
Nicely done.
I had a better chance of winning the Preakness than winning a dance competition. And you know what? I got to tell you, I appreciate you saying about the eye. You know, I got injured. I don't think I got enough sympathy vote, and I haven't fully snapped out of my post-dance depression.
Really?
It helps to talk about it. It does help to talk about it.
How long has it been since you got kicked off the show?
It's been 5 weeks.
And you're not over it?
There's a million reasons. Like, you know, everywhere I go, people are like, Jeff, we voted for you. You know, you got ripped off. I'm like, it's like being Al Gore in 2000. There's a sense of, like, disappointment in all my fans.
Aww.
And I still got millions and millions of votes, but my score was a 12. I got a 12. That is the lowest score since Master P 5 years ago.
What's the highest score possible?
30.
30. You got a 12. Wow.
I thought you got a 12 just for putting your pants on frontwards, you know? I mean, I didn't realize that. I mean, that's about
like
as low as you can get,
right? Your name. No, it was very, it was embarrassing. Master P 5 years ago got a 9, and he wouldn't even wear proper dance shoes.
He didn't
like,
move.
I tried. And Cloris Leachman, was that even dancing? That was like Weekend at Bernie's the musical. Her partner, Corky, dragged her around the dance floor for 4 damn weeks, and I got eliminated first.
Yeah, it's got to
hurt. You have to be recognized by people who had never heard of you before until Dancing with the Stars. I mean, there has to be a huge new fan base out there for Jeff Ross,
right? The guy with the eye patch. That's who I am. That's who I am to them. Hey, how's your eye? Yeah, great. New fan base. They all think I'm, you know, the Sammy Davis Jr.
Jeffrey Ross is in studio, the Roastmaster General, opening a new club in Long Beach this weekend, by the way. Two big shows tomorrow night, two big shows Saturday night. It's the Laugh Factory, which is in that complex down there on Pine Avenue. It's supposed to be terrific. And are you the first act that's going to be
playing?
I think
I'm christening this club, fellas.
How about
I've never
that?
Done that before.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, it's a Laugh Factory, so you know it'll be cool. And I'm going to give a big discount to college students with their ID. It's like 10 bucks off.
Oh, no kidding.
I want it to be a very cool show. I will be doing my – I'm going to break out some rumba moves.
Some rumba moves.
Yeah, in between jokes, I'm going to do a little dancing.
And are you trying to encourage people to come or discourage them from coming with that announcement?
You can get tickets through ticketweb.com. Ticketweb.com for four big shows this weekend in Long Beach at the Laugh Factory. And I understand that we have some to give away for the K-Rock listeners that are with us right now. Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple of pair of tickets at 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to call in, we'll give you a couple of pair of tickets. Jeff is promising to do Jaeger shots with everybody that comes on Friday and Saturday night.
on to the next one, on to the next one. Jeff, I'm going to break out some Jaeger, some Rumba moves. I'll be making fun of it. Come early, sit in the front row so I can make fun of you. You know, I like to roast my fans.
Sure, yeah. It always helps if you have somebody in the front that you can make fun of.
You always want a fat guy in flip-flops. Then I got a whole show. That's all perfect. I need. Just one fat guy in flip-flops. Is that too much to ask people?
I don't think so.
I'll be there. Funny man Jeffrey Ross in studio doing a big deal this weekend down in Long Beach at the brand new Laugh Factory. You Woo-hoo! Can get tickets for his Friday or Saturday night shows, or both if you really love him, through ticketweb.com. You also have, since the last time we had you in, you had a new DVD come out, too. Your No Offense DVD is available in stores and online everywhere as well.
It just came out. I spent a year on the road. You know what that's like for a comic.
Fun?
Brutal.
Good times?
It's the greatest times and the worst of times. You know, it's like and I went back to, I'm from New Jersey. I've been doing this 20 years, guys. You know me a long time.
Wow. Right.
And I never had the chutzpah, the guts to go back to my home state and confront the people I went to high school with, my family, all the people who know that they're funnier than me.
Right.
And I just went out and essentially roasted New Jersey, and I put it out on DVD. And
awesome.
You know, it's very gratifying. You wait so long to
put
your
act out. Do you use names or just types? Types of people. You use actual names of people in school?
Oh, yeah. No, I go for it. Joe Cephak, I took him down for hitting me in the nuts every day in high school. And even my Aunt Donna is in the audience for this one. It was pretty surreal, actually.
During the song, Psycho Mike asked you a great question. I hate to give him credit for that, but it happens so rarely. He was talking about, do some of the people in your audience that you poke fun at in your act then want to seek revenge on you, don't understand it's just showbiz and you don't care about them personally, but they take it personally and want to fight you?
There's been occasions in my regular. I mean, there's obviously the roast. Penny Marshall wanted to kill me once. B. Arthur held me down while Courtney Love beat the crap out of me. I mean, stuff happens.
But in the roast, that is what you are there for. I mean, a lot of people may not know when they come to your comedy show, especially in the early days, that that's what they're going to get.
That's right.
Especially if you're a fat guy with flip flops.
Before I was quote unquote the roast master, you know. I was still that guy. I just didn't have that license to kill. So it's just I'd be opening for somebody. The one that comes to mind, which is the scariest, I was doing comedy 2 years, so I'm a rookie.
But so I'm this is 1958 now we're talking
this
about.
This is 1991.
Okay.
I enter the Trop World Casino comedy competition for begin. I come in first.
Wow.
Out of 100 comedians.
Okay.
I win $1,500 in a few weeks of work. I lose it all in the casino that night. Like, I'm just a kid, you know? I'm in my 20s, and it's like, and it's very exciting. So one of the other comics goes, I'm doing a private gig tomorrow. I'll give you $300. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of money for me for do 20 minutes, you know?
Sure.
So it's back up in North Jersey where, you know, there's no. It's just, they go, I go, what's the gig? He's like, well, it's a fireman Christmas party, a bunch of firemen. They're going to be great. They're going to drink. It'll be fun. They'll love you. You know, you were great in the contest. This is the greatest day of my life. Now I'm doing a private party. It's a huge promotion. I'm getting a paid gig.
You feel like a professional comedian at this point, right?
It's my first sort of breakthrough where I'm like winning contests. Like
right.
I'm rising above, if you will. They send me out there. I get there, and there's a fireman are drinking and eating whatever they eat, and, you know, and it's not Christmas. It's St. Patrick's Day, which, you know, for firemen is the one day they get some action.
Sure.
You know, it's like people, for whatever reason,
poor guys.
They love firemen on St. Patrick's Day. They're all drunk guys. And I get there, and they're like, hey, Tony, you got to make fun of Tony. That's Tony over there. Tony, he's real dumb. He's huge. He likes to you know, party. Like, they're giving me all kinds of stuff on the guy.
Right.
And you're looking at, like, the biggest, dumbest guy you've ever seen in your life, right? And I'm like, oh, they're like, Tony, you got to make fun of Tony. He'll love it. He's the best laugher. He's the best audience. He loves comedians. He loves Don Rickles. Just make fun of him. Ba, 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 ba. I walk out there. I'm on stage 90 seconds, and it's all about Tony. Tony, how you doing? You know, like, hey, you know, look at the size of you. You don't have a forehead, you have a five head. Like, I'm a beginner. I'm doing any joke I can think of to rile this guy up, to get some laughs, to get the audience behind me. By the third minute, Tony stands up, walks on stage like he's at the WWE. The audience erupts. They've planned this.
It was a setup on you?
Not me, but whoever the comedian is, we're going to get him. You know what I mean? So he walks on stage. I think he's going to – I don't know what's going to happen. The guy's a tree. And he walks up, and I start to back up, but I can't back. You can't show fear. Like, that much I know. So, gulp, you know, you see the Adam's apple. And I'm like,
I'm going to get wrecked, but I'm going to have to take it.
My shoulders kind of come out a little bit. And, you know, like, I'm definitely the submissive dog here trying to act. And I'm waiting for the, and it doesn't come. He puts his arm and he starts to, like, move it towards me. And he just takes the mic gently, takes the mic out of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
He puts it in the mic stand and he goes, "You're done."
Really?
And I go, "Thank you, everybody."
Oh my!
And that was the end.
You know, like in the Flintstones when their feet like.
That's awesome.
Never got paid, by the way. I just left. I'm pretty sure I grabbed a baked potato and ran out the door because I was like,
"Had you done anything else, he would have wrecked you."
One more line. One more, because I did go one more, and I could tell. Like I was like, I'm not, I don't back down with a microphone and a spotlight. You know, you guys know me. I was the same guy back then.
Sure,
I always used comedy as sort of a self defense thing. You know, take care of myself. But this guy really scared the crap out of me.
You weren't worried about the money. You were just happy to get out of there with your skin.
You know what? It's basically it's what makes you strong as a comedian.
Everybody else must have been dying laughing though, because they all knew that they were setting you up by saying.
Oh no, it was a huge must have been- hit.
Yeah,
it was a huge hit. And it was, you know, they had the best time of their lives, but it was at my expense. It was definitely at my expense. You know, a roast master lives and dies by a story. So luckily I live for that one, and I'll keep that
that's
one till
awesome.
Till I die.
The Laugh Factory, by the way, opening in Long Beach on Pine Avenue. Go to ticketweb.com for tickets. Two shows tomorrow night, two shows Saturday night with Jeffrey Ross. Real quick, Jeff, last time we talked to you was right after you left dancing, and you told us the prank that Jimmy Kimmel's cousin Sal had played on you. He texted you and told you that you were safe for the night, if I remember how it went correctly, right?
Yes, he told me about 10 minutes.
He had an inside source.
They got some inside information, or at least I thought they did.
Right.
You know, and this is my friend. This is a very critical moment. I think, you know.
And you're nervous as hell standing there anyway.
Well, you worked 5 weeks on your routine.
But wait a minute. This is your friend, yes. But you know Sal better than maybe anybody. I mean, he does that like he breathes. He gives people a hard time.
Yeah, but
he doesn't have any other option.
But every time he'd never given me a hard time, it was in his arena.
Right.
It wasn't on the public stage for humiliation in front of 25 million Americans. All right? This isn't a presidential debate.
Right.
He's not trying. I mean, this is like a big moment for. This is my coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean like that.
No, I know what you mean. Of course we know what you mean.
This is my premiere on this dancing show, and mm-hmm. I've worked in my routine. I have my tuxedo on, and I'm wearing my ascot, and I have Buddy Hackett's cufflinks on, my eye patch, because I had a scratch cornea, for those of you who really pay attention to the Dancing with the Stars. So he texts me right before the show, 10 minutes. And this is another Buddy Hackett thing. It's like, always turn your phone off an hour before a show. Concentrate. And I didn't take my own rule.
Oh, good.
So I could only blame myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sal said, "You're safe." I text back, "You sure?" He says, "Yes, don't tell anybody." So I stand there for 2 hours like a schmuck in my tuxedo, tell my partner, Edita, "We're safe." And it gets down to me and Kim Kardashian.
Glendale!
Huh?
Glendale. That's where she's from.
Oh,
go
ahead. And, Tom Bergeron. We'll find out who goes home and who dances their rumba right after this. Producer walks over, looks right at me. He goes, "Okay, whoever gets eliminated is going to get to make a concession speech." And I'm like, "Why are you looking at me?" And he's like, I go, "Don't worry, Editor, we're safe. We're cool.
Got an inside source."
I start stretching. Here I am. I start stretching. I'm like breaking it down. I'm about to dance in front of 25 million people. Come back from commercial. Tom Bergeron, my buddy, looks at me and he goes, "Jeff, Editor, the judges gave you a 12. I'm still smiling. I go, "This is the greatest upset ever. Kim Kardashian, she's so popular. She's so beautiful. I'm gonna bounce her out first. This is incredible."
So you're not even paying attention to the words that are being said at this point.
I'm stretching. I'm about to dance. I've practiced this for 5 weeks. This is like my moment. And
that's the best.
I'm eliminated.
How long did it take you to...
My
process.
To register. Yeah.
No. Editor had to physically drag me down to the mark to make a closing speech, which obviously I wasn't prepared for.
Right.
Of course, right.
So I was robbed of that, like, preparation.
Did Tom Bergeron put the mic in the stand and say, "Ross, you're done.
You're done."
He
Did
basically
he do that?
Said that. And then he puts it in my face and goes, "How are you feeling, Jeff?" And I'm like, "This is a nightmare." That's what I said. I said, this isn't, I was speechless. For the first time in my entire life, I was speechless. You know, it was awful.
That's
and
the
then,
best
and then,
practical
and then,
joke
like,
I've ever heard.
And then, like some surreal experience, the cast starts walking out to hug me, all wearing eye patches.
Oh, God.
So Sal had no info. It's not, I mean, he did it clearly on purpose, made the whole thing up, did it on purpose, right?
I'm not sure if he had info or not. I wouldn't know how that works, but
I can guarantee you, knowing Sal, he didn't.
I mean, you might have won just as much as lost, I imagine, in his mind. Who knows?
Either way, he wins.
Yeah, either way, he wins.
Either way, Sal looks good.
I don't know. I don't know if he looks good. I'll admit that, you know, I mean.
He looks good to us.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously a friend doesn't mess with a friend in a moment of.
Yeah, a friend does, Jeff.
But he's Sal.
Well,
I mean, are you planning sweet revenge? Is my question to you.
No comment.
Okay, all right, fantastic.
Are you still on a speaking basis with Sal?
Yes, of
okay.
course.
All right, good.
Once every couple of months. I haven't seen him in a while. I've been on the road. I haven't seen him in a while.
We'll be doing two nights of hilarious stand-up comedy. Be the fat guy in the flip-flops if you want. It'll be a lot of fun at the Laugh Factory, 151 South Pine Avenue in Long Beach. You can go to ticketweb.com or call 562-495-2844. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Go see the Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross, in concert on stage in Long Beach. Jeff, great to see you, dude.
Kevin and Bean, love you guys. Thank you for helping me get the word out.
Thanks for coming.
You sure wish your mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, priest hadn't read those text messages on your phone. That's what you sure wish.
Yeah.
Got some great stories to tell you coming up after 9 o'clock, and we'll be looking for your phone calls, too. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock in the new Barack Obama America. The president-elect is announcing every hour now, it seems like, a new member of his staff. But what about us, the people, Kevin? What's going to be different for us living in a Barack Obama USA? What do you think?
Well, we don't know for sure. That's why we hire experts to be on our program.
Mm-hmm.
And the particular expert that we're going to talk to today is named Bruce Endicott, and his group is Coffee. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
What does Coffee stand for again, please?
It's the Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
And we have spoken with you from time to time in the past, Mr. Endicott, and the goal of your organization is just to make sure that all people get along. We really do have more in common than we do separate, right?
That's right. We're a bunch of rich white people who are trying to extend a bridge to all of the different ethnicities, religions.
Well,
and trying to make a more perfect union, if you will, in these United States.
I think what Bean meant probably is that we're all the same inside.
That's just not true.
Okay.
No. But we do want everyone to get together and to live in harmony here
okay.
in America so we can truly become the melting pot that the rest of the world believes we can be.
Okay.
Okay, so 43 presidents in a row was old white guys. Now, all of a sudden, somebody who doesn't look like the former presidents is going to be taking office January 20th. Is that going to trickle down to the way people treat each other on the street and the rest
Absolutely.
Of America?
Absolutely. Now that the blacks are in charge, mm-hmm. we really have to give the blacks some advice on how to deal with whitey.
The blacks aren't in charge, Bruce. You understand that.
Don't fool yourself. They're in
Barack
charge.
Barack Obama is the president of the United States. He happens to be African American, but the blacks, quote unquote, are not in charge.
I appreciate it, Bean. I don't like it any more than you do. But
that's not what he's saying at all.
It's time for us to realize that the blacks are in charge.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And now that we're the minority, the blacks are going to have to know how to deal with whitey, and it can be difficult for them, especially from a position of power. They're going to have to know how to deal with whitey, who can be, as we all know, dangerous.
So you're giving advice to our African-American listeners right now?
That's right. Trying to steer them away from the stereotypes, away from the prejudices, so that
okay.
they don't fall into the same old time-worn traps for the past 100 years.
Okay.
As a black man in charge, when one of your female black friends may be dating a white man, please don't focus on the size of their penis. It is a stereotype. Not all white people have small penises, okay? So don't say to her, "Oh, girlfriend, how do you date that guy with such a small fang?" Stay away from that stereotype. It's just not true, and quite frankly, it's offensive to whitey and may set him off, and you do not want that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Stay away from the stereotypes with the food, too. Oh, you're a white guy. You must love that mayonnaise. Oh, I bet you eat that up every week. Oh,
hey, can I get you some Spam or some Kraft cheese singles?
Have you ever heard anyone of any color say that?
Oh, we've got some great green bean casserole. I know you people like that.
Don't say that.
It's offensive. It's a stereotype. Not all white people eat green bean casserole. Not all white people are desperately unwrapping Kraft cheese singles.
Sure, most are, but not all.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So don't assume anything just because you're a black man in power and you meet whitey.
Okay, all right.
If you are black and you do find yourself walking through a white neighborhood, don't panic. The best thing you can do is keep your head up, try to act confident. If whitey doesn't think he can attack you and take your money, he most likely will leave you alone. However, most white neighborhoods are quite dangerous. So you probably need to put your keys between your fingers when you're walking in case you need to take a swing.
Who are all these black people that should be afraid of being rolled by whitey just for walking down the street?
Look, I know it's sensitive to you being living in one of those, you know, white ghettos up there on that island where you live.
Yeah.
But let's face it, you know, now the black man's in charge, he's got to be careful, and we're just trying to give him some heads up.
I don't know about this.
Don't start in also on the stereotype, oh, hey, whitey, what's it like having both parents? Your house must get crowded. Listen, let me tell you something. Not all white people have both parents, okay?
I've never heard anyone say that.
Many white people were single-parent households.
Right.
Many white people, their dads walked out on. So don't buy into that old stereotype, oh, white man's got both parents all the time. Look at you having two parents. Aren't you all high and mighty? Stop it. It's just offensive on every level. And when you meet a young white man and he's in school, when he's in college, don't naturally assume he's going there for free, okay? Not every white kid is on academic scholarship when he goes to college. Some white kids actually do pay for school.
Well, most, the vast majority.
And a tiny, tiny percentage, actually, some of them are pretty good in sports, too. So don't assume, I guess you're there on some sort of math scholarship or something. It's just insulting to the child and to his family. So,
are you making this stuff up, or is this based on studies that your organization has done, or what, Bruce?
Look, the black man's in charge. I'm just trying to help him out. It's up to you, man. Whatever you say.
Well,
I mean, if you want to keep fighting the power, if you want to go up against the black man that's keeping us down, that's one thing. But I'm trying to extend an olive branch here.
Just try to help. Okay, I understand.
I'm just a white man looking for a nut. You know?
Oh, good luck with that.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get into all the showbiz news, I do want to give you a heads up about an amazing event. If you are a film geek like I am, the American Film Institute is having their annual AFI Film Festival. It's going on right now through November the 9th. It's a pretty amazing event. 151 films from 38 countries around the world, as well as panels and receptions and special events for movie fans of all kinds. If you'd like to check it out and find out more information, you can go to AFI Festival.
Let him get it.
AFIFest.com. And that's where you'll find all the details for the films they're going to be showing. Also, you can buy tickets through the website there and find out more about the American Film Institute in general, which is a pretty amazing organization.
You can only do that
Kevin
once to Ralph.
Not disappoint.
You can only do that once to Ralph, and then he'll box your head. So that's it. That's all you get.
I'm going to have a little coffee here.
All right.
AFI, by the way, those are the people who do that film list every year, top 100 films, and then they break it down to categories, top 100 comedies and stuff like that. So they do good work over there at the AFI. Check out the website. Speaking of my favorite people on the planet, can we please have George Garrett on the show?
George Garrett?
Yeah. George Garrett, he is from Glastonbury, England, and he's 19 years old. He's a music student there, and he has just legally changed his name from George Garrett to Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Oh, my God.
That is his legal name.
Yes.
That's the best legal name ever.
That's what I'm saying.
What a geek.
A reporter stopped by to interview Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined, and asked him why he wanted to do that. He said he changed it for a bit of a laugh. I decided on a superheroes theme, and whenever my friends offered up suggestions to me, I added them.
Okay.
The combination of everything all of his friends said?
Yes. As people kept adding things, he just started tacking them onto the name.
That's the best.
So now his driver's license fee reads officially Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined.
Present!
That's what he does in class. He's my favorite person on the planet.
Let's call him. Let's get Captain Fantastic on the line.
Hey, please.
Don't shorten it.
Don't shorten his name. That's Sorry. Not right. Cameron Diaz is on my list.
Why?
She's list on my of... list. She's broken the rules.
Oh.
That's not acceptable.
Oh, the bad list.
Yep. New York Post says she was at Drew Barrymore's Halloween party recently, and she was outside enjoying the delicious flavor of smoky cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And several people through the party came up to her and asked for a smoke. Mm-hmm. Can I bum a smoke off you? She refused every one of them, according to online.
Okay, you're on my list.
Isn't that part of the smoker's code?
Absolutely.
Is that if somebody asks you, you have to give them
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely. I don't care if you're dad. You've got one cigarette left in your pack. Fellow smoker's out. He comes up to you. Dude, can I bum a smoke? It is your obligation to give that guy a cigarette.
You're not, you don't have the option to not do
There's
that.
There is no choice in the matter. It is automatic. It is a solid you do to your fellow smoker.
Huh.
We're all we have, people.
That's true.
We are the last minority. We're the last people it's officially okay to ostracize and put us in pens.
You have been shoved outside now. And,
you can't even smoke outside.
Not
even
outside
sometimes. Can't go in the middle of the street in Calabasas. They will hunt you down with a trank gun.
I don't think
they tie you to
gun,
the back but... of a some sort of flatbed truck, and they drag you out of town.
That's not true at all.
And they nail you to a gate.
That just isn't true at all.
So Cameron Diaz just breaking all the rules,
wow.
And I will not stand for it. So unless I get an official apology from her, she's on the list.
Wow.
You guys should smoke more. Not enough kids smoking these days.
That's
so f***ing cool.
Really is. Charlie Sheen isn't too happy with his pregnant wife. Apparently they're battling all the time, so Charlie did the only thing a man of any means or respect would do. He fled to Las Vegas.
Right, that's
when
what I was saying.
You're fighting your wife, and she's all knocked up and hormony and cranky. Just say, hey, whatever with you. Southwest, baby. Take me away. Or want to get away, or whatever their slogan is.
You're now free to move to Vegas.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen apparently was seen with other women while he was there, and apparently enjoyed a lap dance or two while he was in town.
Just supporting the college students there. I mean,
yeah, he's trying to spread the wealth around.
I think that's nice.
Speaking of Vegas, I'm glad you brought this up, Kevin, and wealth. Did you hear that the economic downturn in this country is crippling the brothel industry in Nevada?
No, I did not know that.
They said they're complaining. Guys are coming in and trying to barter and bargain with the girls about how much they're going to pay for what is usually a set menu.
Oh, no.
$100? No. How about 20?
50 bucks at a baseball card.
Yeah, exactly. Girls are having to leave the business. They're having to get out of the business.
That's not right. Now it's serious.
I think we need a Kevin and Bean road trip to try to bolster the economy there in Pahrump.
Great idea.
They're hanging out.
Where's the bailout for them?
Bake sale, Lisa. Let's do a bake sale for them, Lisa. I'm saying let's throw some
girls.
Business their way. They don't need cookies.
Well, I can't throw business, so I could bake.
Of course you
can
throw business.
I'm not sure you can.
Kind of
you're throwing business. We're all throwing business. I'm throwing, you're throwing, we're all throwing.
By the way, you can stay at the nicest hotels in Las Vegas now for prices that haven't been seen in 10 years in that town right now. I mean, they really are cutting costs everywhere to get tourists back to town.
Yeah. I bought one. I bought a hotel in Vegas.
You did?
Did you really?
Yeah.
You owned the Wynn now, didn't you? Did I hear you bought the Wynn?
Yeah, now it's the Gar.
Yeah.
Hope you all come by and stay with us. We got some lovely buffets. Today's celebrity birthdays, Emma Stone, you know, from Superbad and House Bunny and The Rocker. She is 20 years old. Taryn Manning is 30 years old. Rebecca Romijn turns 36. Thandie Newton is 36 as well.
It's a hot day.
Ethan Hawke turns 38. Kelly Rutherford from Gossip Girl is 40 years old. And the Lakers, Lamar Odom, is 29 years old today.
Come on.
He's already had his birthday present. He got to play the Clippers last night. What could be more of a gift than that?
The Lakers have already won more games this season than the Clippers will win all year.
Oh, Kyle, now, come on now with
it's
that.
It's been a bit of a rough Clipper season is what we're saying.
It has so far.
Yes, it's been hard for the Clipper fans.
What are we going to do?
Maybe we do need Jack.
you asked Dave for a new Clipper song earlier this morning, Kevin. Let's not let him weasel out of that. I want to hear what he can come up with their 0-5 record.
All right. Don't need wins. Not playing for nothing. Don't need wins. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Have we ever done this one before? Has this topic ever come up on our show before? Because it seems like it must be a pretty common problem.
I don't think so. I think we've done email a lot because you can hit reply all to an email and not realize who you're sending it to. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
You have people go in and snooping on your email a lot. But I don't think we've ever done texting.
Nope.
This was in the news recently because our friend, friend of the show, Dave Duchovny, very talented actor from The X-Files, and of course he stars in that Californication on Showtime right now. He recently separated from his wife, Taya Leone, and he's been in the news a lot this year because he was in treatment for sex addiction for a while. And then we heard that when the marriage broke up, one source at least, and we don't know if this is true or not, but their story was that he had found out that his wife, Taya Leone, also a very talented actress, had text messages on her phone from Billy Bob Thornton. Now, try to keep all those names straight. But basically what it boils down to is he found messages that seemed less than appropriate on her phone from Billy Bob. And that's how he, according to this report, found out that she had been seeing another man.
Allegedly. So, yeah. Since we don't believe that's true, we'd like to take your phone calls because we're positive that you've had someone read your texts and that hasn't necessarily gone very well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you text, you think it's private. Turns out it isn't.
Yeah, and there are an awful lot of people we have found out in just regular conversation with regular people who make it a habit of checking up on their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, and their texts. I mean, they look for it just to kind of find out what kind of activity has been going on the phone.
Yeah, which is, that seems like a problem to begin with. But
yeah, if you have to check up on someone all the time, it's probably not the place
But texting is just like emailing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that you think will never come back to bite you in the ass. Once it goes, it's gone. It'll never, you know, no one will ever keep it, blah, 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 blah. And then cut to you're in prison or kicked out of the house or something. Who knows?
I know an unnamed person who works here at K-Rock who had some trouble in his or her life with a text message recently that may or may not involve a pot brownie.
Yes.
For instance.
That's true.
May or may not have been someone that works here. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm
the same person.
It could be someone know or someone we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
But I'm saying you text something and you think it's for your eyes only, and then for some unbeknownst reason to you, another person ends up looking at that person's phone, and that's what happens. So those are the calls we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Eric in Van Nuys.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric on line 3. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. This happened to you?
I have to wait till they put him on hold out there. I can't go to him yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're still talking to him, unfortunately. Let's start with Vanessa in North Hollywood. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
What happened with the texts?
Okay, so basically what happened was that text messaging back and forth with my boyfriend and my mom. And my boyfriend is really bummed out because he's having such a bad day at work and he wasn't going to get off till really late. And so I was text messaging him, like, what we're going to do for dinner and if you want to get a beer. And then I kind of started text messaging him about how I was going to brighten his day. And
oh, very nice.
You were offering dessert. I gotcha.
Yeah, and I thanked it. And a couple minutes later, I get this text message back. It was like, hey, I think this was for Sean. But everybody's human. Have a good evening. I totally texted my mom that whole text message.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and my boyfriend loved the story, though, and the rest of his day was a lot better.
I'll bet it was, just based on the fact that you texted your mom that.
Yeah.
Was it really, like, something you would not want your mom to see, or was it kind of oblique? It was okay. It was that bad then. All right.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Did it brighten her day?
I don't know. We didn't really talk about it.
You haven't brought it up since?
It's one of those families.
That's the best.
They just sweep it under the rug.
Thank you, Vanessa, for the call. We appreciate it.
That's awesome. 1-800-520-1067. We got your calls. Now we can go to Eric. He's in Van Nuys. Let's find out what happened here. Hey, Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Yes.
Nicely done.
This is Santa Monica.
Come on.
He did both of them.
Damn it.
He got That's Eric a- and Santa Monica.
That's a grand slam is what that is.
I feel like an idiot because that entertains me so much, but it does. All right. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
So you send a text message or think you're sending a text message to one person and somehow either another person receives it or another person happens to read it later on and it doesn't work out well for you. Those are the stories we're taking right now. 1-800-520-1067. We got, we got so many. We don't have time for all of them. Let's try Valerie in Lincoln Heights though. She's on line 8. And this may be similar to the Billy Bob Thornton, Taya Leone, David Duchovny love triangle, if that story is true. Hi, Val.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Dean. Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning.
You were looking at your boyfriend's texts.
Yeah, I had just came home about, I was 3 weeks in Mexico, and I just came back from vacation, and I had been dating a guy for about 2 months. And all of a sudden, I spend the night at his house after I come back, and then he's taking me home, and we stop at a 7-Eleven. And he leaves his phone in his car. So I'm just like thinking, like, should I or should I not? So
first of all, the answer to that is you should not. But
well,
go ahead.
I did.
But go ahead.
Suspecting.
I had a feeling. I suspected something. And so I'm going through his phone, and it says it has a text message from this one girl. And all of them, he had probably like 50 text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like going through them. And then as I was going through them, one says, oh, is it okay if I spend the night? And I was like, what? And all of a sudden, then they're talking about what they did the night before and stuff like that. And I was just, what happened? Like,
wow. Why are you assuming the worst, man? They could have been doing charity work for all you know. Way to be a hater, Valerie.
I highly doubt that. But then he fessed up and he admitted he was wrong and, you know, that he wanted to work things out. But how is that possible? Like, you lose all trust when stuff like that happens.
That's why you don't look.
Guys haven't been dating very long.
That's why you don't look at the text.
Look.
Yeah.
I hope you learned a valuable lesson here.
You don't want to know, people.
Just bury your head in the
sand.
Come
on, yes.
Thanks for the call. Let's try line four. Zach is in La Puente on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Zach, welcome to the show. What happened to you?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi there.
Good morning, Zach.
Well, this actually happened to my sister. Her husband of 3 years, you know, it was fine. She went, she was gone, and then her came into the kitchen, and the phone was ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that was ringing. So she opened it up, and it was actually a text message. And it was a list of locations, and she went on and read the text messages from the same number,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out that her husband was actually gay.
Oh, man, really?
Really?
And someone sent out a text alert to tell her that?
No.
No, somebody was sending them to him for meeting places.
It was a guy. It was a guy for sending it to her husband. And
meet me in the park, George Michael.
Basically, they were talking about meeting in Griffith Park at Travel Town.
Dude.
How about that?
They could have just been astronomy buffs. You don't know, man.
Yeah.
A lot of guys go up there to look at telescopes, if you know what I mean.
You people jumping to conclusions, man.
Bean has a lot of practice deceiving himself.
He does. Yes, he does.
I'm just saying, let's not all jump to conclusions with every single caller. They just assume the worst. That's all.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Santa Monica. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. Tex, how did it burn you?
Oh, man. So my ex and I had an ongoing thing where we would text each other, hey, want to get coffee, and then make out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would do. We would get coffee and then go make out. Well, we're still friends. We don't date anymore. I have a new girl now, but she'll still text me, hey, get coffee and make out. But it's totally a joke. It's like from the past.
Of course it is. Yeah, Mike, of course.
Just a bit.
Well, she doesn't mean it.
Sure. No, it really isn't.
No, you know, of course. She's not taking it seriously.
My current girl decides to go through my inbox at 4 a.m. I'm sleeping. Sure enough, I get a pillow over my head screaming, you're cheating on me, you're cheating
on me.
I'm
sorry, you got a pillow over your head? She tried to smother you?
No, she just woke me up by hitting me.
Oh, okay.
And sure enough, it's like, you're cheating on me, and I swear I'm not, but I got the wrath of a cheater without the benefits of cheating.
Yeah.
How about that? See,
because
this is what we're saying.
Joke.
Just because a guy gets what coffee and make out on the text doesn't mean he's getting coffee and making out. That's the point here.
It's clearly an inside joke.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Do we have time for Rocio on line seven? Line three. I bet I'm saying that wrong. I bet it's not Rocio, huh?
Hello. Yeah, it's Rocio.
Rocio.
Rocio. Very good. What do you got for us?
I have texted my husband that I was horny and wet and to come home. He was with my son, my oldest son at the time.
Oh, no.
My son ended up with a jam phone, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Your son read the text.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, when he got home, he's like, Mom, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So he was old enough to understand what it was. You couldn't make up something to maybe divert his mind, huh?
Not at all.
I was talking about with the hose. I was out in front of the house and I was literally wet. That's all. I need a towel.
Oh, embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what? The worst part about that is, Rocio, is that he forwarded it to all his friends. You know that. You know that, right? Now all his friends want to come over every day.
Sure.
You know how that works. All right. Thank you for the call. Wow. Yes, Ralph.
Yeah,
Ralph just came diving in.
What? What's going on, Ralph? What?
We have time for another phone call?
Sure.
I've got a special guest on the red line, if we can go to the red line.
Okay. Red line. Hello.
Hey, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna, Bean's wife.
Oh, this is Bean's wife.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of this at all.
Donna, Bean's wife, who has her own hilarious story.
Fantastic.
About texting that inadvertently got read by someone it wasn't meant for.
You shouldn't really be listening to the show, Donna.
How about that? We got plenty of time, though, Donna.
Plenty
go ahead.
Of time.
Start from the beginning.
Story
though.
Please tell us, Donna.
Back in April, I went to Europe with a bunch of my friends for a girlfriend's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean, the day before I left, he got sick. And he had an impacted colon. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't even want to talk about it with me. It was like, did you poop? And he'd be like, shut up. So it was really funny. I was away, and I was really concerned about him. And he kept going to the doctor trying to get these things to help him poop. And he could poop. And so we're texting back and forth one night. But at the same time, our landscaper, Brian, who we've known for years, was texting us about, like, winterizing our yard or something.
Right.
And I texted him. I'm like, how's it going? Did you make a poop yet?
Oh, man. He's like, that's not how I'm going
to
do it.
He wrote back to me, and he's like, I super appreciate the concern. I'm eating really well, but what, like, alien language are we now speaking?
Maybe he thought that was the kind of fertilizer you wanted for the lawn.
Because we're like friends, but we're not that good of friends.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many people are that good of friends.
And I never told Bean because I was like, oh, my God. And Brian has never told Bean. So now every time Brian sees Bean, he just kind of, like, makes a weird face.
Oh, now I wish I hadn't heard this. Come on.
Now Brian the gardener knows you have poop issues.
So, yeah, be very careful when texting.
That is the best story
people
ever.
Might find out you can't poop.
All right. So we've all learned a valuable lesson here.
That Bean can't poop.
Everybody poops except for
totally
Bean.
Poops now.
Oh, he does now?
Oh, he does now. Good.
All right. Hey, did you text Brian?
Did you get Roto-Rooter in there? How did that all work out?
Bye, baby. Love you.
I used to love you, too. I want to thank all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including the Roastmaster General, comedian Jeffrey Ross, opening a brand new venue. It's a new Laugh Factory on Pine Avenue in Long Beach. He'll be doing stand-up two big shows Friday night, two big shows Saturday night. Go to ticketweb.com to get your tickets to see the very funny Jeffrey Ross in concert. Also, thanks to Sustainable Dave for his next to final appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show. SustainableDave.org is the website there. And how about big ups for our friend DeJuan Johnson from Los Angeles, California, stopping by today. Happy birthday to you, DeJuan. DeJuan is celebrating number 26 today, and it was a pleasure to have you in for an hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We have the movie beat because it is Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have our intern, Madison, who needs to be taught a little lesson. Perhaps you don't spend the night at a boy's house and then not put out. That seems like false advertising.
And then wonder why he's disappointed.
So we'll get to that. We got Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL weekend. We have the Osbournes in our studio.
Oh, that's right.
How about
dude,
that?
Dude, a bunch of them, right? Like a pack of them.
Sharon and Jack and Kelly.
Yep.
All in the studio tomorrow morning. So I'm pretty sure we've offended every one of those people at one point in our lives. So we'll have to see how that goes.
I'm frankly a little surprised that they're showing up tomorrow. But that's all right here starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on the world-famous K-Rock. Stick around for 40 minutes nonstop with Kat Corbett next, including Coldplay. Also, Foo Fighters, Rise Against, that awesome new song from Kings of Leon, Linkin Park, and more. All after this. On-